Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
In California, you're on the air. What do you think?
Boy, that guy's comments were a little out of line. I believe they don't know what their kids are doing on the computers nowadays. Are you guys in New York?
Yes, we are.
The big question about that is, why aren't Don and Mike on live in New York? I don't understand that. Do you know anything about that?
Well, that's an interesting point.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
The rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Boy was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
So?
There's only two kinds of guys who wear those shirts. Gay guys and big fat party animals. And Bart doesn't look like a big fat party animal to me.
So if you wore a Hawaiian shirt, it wouldn't be gay.
Right.
Damn. Napkin.
Hank, we have a problem.
I'm not supposed to eat in my show clothes, I know. It's just, I get hungry.
What up, my yellow brothers? King's in the house!
And then what do you use for combs to pair?
Well, like, it doesn't. It's like, excrete me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, first, Brent, I was making a joke.
First to meet it, duh, okay.
I knew that.
Earth to Brent, I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikus. I just didn't get it right away.
You know, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
All that aside, I've never been a big fan of death.
Death can be an asset. Death tightens a company.
Does wonders for the sphincter, too.
Mr. Phelps, I see under interest you've written debit.
No, that's the bus. The bus, yes. And also, I like tennis.
Ding, 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 ding. Dum, 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 dum,
we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
And here they come. The guys that painted the new mural out of the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, man, look at them.
They're covered with paint.
I think it's a stolen painting out of the hallway, isn't it?
Could be, yeah.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
I was just thinking, maybe it's like that thing in World War II where to cover up some of the best masterpieces of all time, in foreign countries they would paint over the masterpieces with really crappy painting.
All you need to do is take a little water to that painting and you'll get the Matisse that's underneath it.
Right.
It's on, not now. I'm thinking, making decisions.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Giacomo and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting with language that's saltier than Tom Gavin's t-shirt. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday, April 16th. And here's the way you can get in touch with us. Via telephone, anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Canadians, once again, welcome to call. Sorry, Rob, they got in line on the war. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Welcome. Welcome.
You know, even I'm getting tired of this.
Welcome.
I'm the one that's playing the table.
Welcome.
All right, welcome. There you go. That's the beginning of the show right there. I'm a relatively happy camper today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know you are.
Relatively happy camper.
That's a good thing.
Sun shines out, about 85 degrees.
It's gorgeous.
Got legal problems with the station worked out.
There's an extra spring in your step today.
Yeah. Something nice about being right.
Yeah.
Very rarely happens to me.
That's a good thing.
I'm happy that all is well here in the kingdom of Mel.
Excellent.
Here in Melville, things are swell. Things are swell when you work for Mel.
I like that. Now there's another idea.
It's brilliant. You better copyright that one.
Mm-hmm. Right away.
Just serious note at the beginning. I want to take care of something for a friend of mine. A guy named Mark Fusilier at Chez Mark Restaurant, where I ate last night. He wanted publicly me to give a message to Bill O'Reilly. Wanted me to give a message to Bill O'Reilly, and that message is, he's an American. And he was a little concerned about some things that have been said. I was not exactly aware of that.
Doesn't he know that Bill O'Reilly's whole show's a fake, though?
Yeah, well, I said, you know, he's a disc jockey. I said he's a disc jockey. But you know what? He's a good guy, and I understand where he's coming from. And, you know, bigotry takes a lot of different forms. And, you know, this guy's got more pictures of George W. Bush on his restaurant walls than anybody else. He's a great restaurateur. And he said that. He said, I'm an American. I back the president. And I just wanted to tell Bill O'Reilly that. And I said, I'd do that for him. I think he deserves that.
And I appreciate the fact because he's your buddy, but you should also pull him aside and just say, you know, this guy Bill O'Reilly, who does a radio show at least now.
Right.
Right, because he's popular right now.
Right now. Right now for the moment.
He's the new Dr. Phil. just pull him aside. He's really a fake. He used to be on Current Edition.
Well, you know, I was just really, you know, saying, you know, after much wine, I just said, oh, he's a hump.
Yeah.
You know, and we went on this, but he's a nice man and a good guy. And, you know, anybody here in Washington, D.C., if you've seen the cover of Washingtonian Magazine, a couple of months ago, a month or two ago, he was on the cover.
Oh, well, then what's he got to worry about?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's the whole thing that's going on. But he wanted him to know he's an American. And I said, you know, we don't work in the same building, but I'll pass that along, and I'm glad I did.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Got a little problem with my boss, so I was hoping you guys could help me out.
You
got
to be calling from Philly.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you guys. All right. Well, no, it's that that wonderful Philadelphia accent. You sound just like Chuck Barris. Well, what is the what's the problem, sir?
Well, me and all the guys at the shop, we love your show. We listen every day.
Thank you.
And every time we got you guys on, the boss kind of starts busting her chops. He's not feeling you guys.
What is the name of the business, sir?
Actually, I'd like to not give it out over the radio.
Because you fear retribution from your boss?
You see, that the best way, though, is to give out the name of the business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only is it free promotion for you, but it puts added pressure on your boss.
Well, he doesn't own it. He's the supervisor, so I don't know how the owner would react.
Yeah, there's a really good way to get back at your boss. Does your boss have a semi-unattractive wife?
Probably, yeah.
Well, see, then you do. One of you guys just... you know, better down.
Banger.
It's the way to...
Or does your boss have a semi-private bathroom? does he have his own toilet?
No.
Is there like an executive toilet? Could you give him an upper decker?
What's an upper decker?
An upper decker is...
I think that's even better than the Wi-Fi.
Wait, you go into a guy's toilet, and you know where you lift up the lid?
The tank.
Where the mechanical stuff is? You squat over there, and you squeeze out a number two. And... Okay. Then what happens is, over the next couple of months, every time they flush the toilet, they get little bits of BM.
And if they're not hip to it, they're just going to think there's something horribly wrong. And it's a win-win, because in the event they're smart enough to figure out something's going on back where the ball cock is, the ball cock, Rob.
Say again?
Then they'll lift up where the ball cock is and find the upper decker.
Best to do that on a Friday evening.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Problem solved. I wish you'd give us the business, but thanks for listening to the show.
All right, and good day to you.
I think he was probably taking notes.
Good day to you. Now, listen, Tom is here. Tom the Monster is here. Girls are here.
Good.
We will get to that, to Tom's wet T-shirt contest in a second.
Very good.
We do have on the telephone now from Boston.
Oh, right out of the chute.
Yeah. Well, he's only got a couple of minutes. God damn, I love Boston. Who doesn't love Boston?
Sure.
You know I love Boston. And, I especially love the first album.
Yeah.
This
one
right
here. Pictures of him. Can you point it? Is it the guy with the big hair?
Yeah, it's the guy with the big afro. Tom, the guitarist.
Cool.
And he's on the telephone now. Here is Tom Scholz of Boston. Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
Hey, dude.
I am not the guy with the big hair.
Oh.
you're the guy with the long hair. You're the guy with the...
There we go.
Here you go.
Uh-huh.
The guy second from the right.
With the red jacket?
No, nope. Next to him, Mike. You know what?
I'm looking at the new album CD because the people in the picture look a hell of a lot better than the one you have.
But I will give you credit. Okay. That is you in that picture, and I will say that the original album...
Right.
You know, I think of all the guys in that picture, your picture could perhaps be transported to the future and be almost passable.
I'm looking at the picture from your new album, Corporate America.
Yeah.
Hey, man. There's a girl in the picture.
There's a chick in the band.
Yeah, so now you... So
and not just any chick. This one's a babe.
Wow. But Let me see. Does she do anything, or...?
Does she do anything?
All right.
She is... Oh, man, she's got great cleavage, too.
Let me mention, you know, we're heard all over America, and you can hear Boston live if you live in these cities that we broadcast to. Manchester, New Hampshire, they'll be at Verizon Wireless Arena, we're on in Concord. They'll be in Burgettstown, PA, we're on in Pittsburgh. Tweeter Center, around the Boston area, our affiliate in Worcester there. We're all over Pennsylvania. Hershey, PA, will be at Hershey Park. Scranton, PA. Tweeter Center, again, WYSP, 94 WYSP. Here in D.C., they'll be at the Nissan Pavilion. Down in Norfolk, they'll be on the Verizon Wireless Virginia Beach Amphitheater.
Oh, cool.
Reno, our station, The Buzz, are going to be at Harvey's, Lake Tahoe. And we're heard in Las Vegas on KSFM. They'll be at... we just have a great time there at Mandalay Bay.
Oh, what a great place to be.
I would die to be back at Mandalay Bay with you guys rocking out.
We're going
to
be everywhere.
Now, here's the question I have.
Let me go back to Kimberly for a second.
The chick in the band. All right,
let's stick on the important subject here.
Okay.
This girl is, I swear, she looks like an angel, she sings like an angel, and if you met her, you'd swear she is an angel. She also happens to be a kick-ass bass player, which is convenient, because we needed one.
That is so cool, though, when you get a female vocalist that also is
rocking.
This girl
can really sing, and she can really play, and she plays several instruments, actually. So, the best thing is, now that she's in the band, everybody shows up and they like had a shower. The band smells so much better.
Okay, so I'm like everybody. When your first album came out, 1976, I'm 16. And it is...
Yeah, and I was 18. So.
Without a question. But I mean, I guess I'm like your target demo. It's the best, at that point, 8-track I've ever heard in my life. And I'm playing it over and over and over again. And I'm loving the fact that a song like More Than a Feeling and Peace of Mind, when I get the album, I realize the songs that they're playing on the radio are edited versions, mm-hmm. right, to get on AM right. radio. So I can't wait until the next album, which is Don't Look Back. And then you guys take off 8 years. What happened? But,
no, it wasn't taken off 8 years. It takes me that long.
Well, see,
the first one, you gotta picture this. I was working on the songs of those first two albums for like about 8 years. And, then I had to start on a third one. It takes me about, on the average, a little over 5 years in the studio.
My God. To record. Wow. That's patience.
You know, the problem is that you only hear about 5% of what gets recorded there. The other 95% goes in a box and nobody ever hears it. I hope. In fact, now that I've said that, I gotta remember to go bury all those boxes. Because those are all the versions that I didn't like, and all the mixes I didn't like, and all the ideas that didn't make it. The problem is, I have all these things I gotta try, and, it takes a long time.
God, do you drive your coworkers nuts?
Basically, when it comes to music, I drive myself nuts.
Really?
Okay, here, I got two. One of them is a giant hit, the other one kind of obscure. Tell me where this one, when I heard the record, Something About You, when I heard the album the first time, I remember I was driving around listening to Gay Track, and this is the one that really got me, because I had heard More Than a Feeling on the radio.
Right.
This one starts out, and I'm like, oh, man. This is so mellow.
There's a little subtle intro to it, and then it turns into a rocker.
Dude, it's so mellow. And then all of a sudden, it goes, wow, wow, wow.
It's the...
Now, that's you on the guitar,
it's the,
right?
It's the Boston Shock Surprise Trick. Oh, yeah, well, I mean, basically all those, most of those songs are just me on the guitar.
Now,
I just sit there, I do them one track at a time, and...
How much compression and stuff did you guys... I don't want this to get to be too technical.
All right, it won't get too technical, but on that particular song, there's 8 tracks of guitars.
8 tracks.
8 tracks.
All right, here's another one from the album Third Stage, which was the third album. Here's, I don't know how much this got played on the radio.
Tasting Faintly of Salt.
Hold on.
Don and Mike.
That's a commercial.
No, that's our guy.
Wrong. Hold on. Go to... right here it is, right here. This is my favorite song from Third Stage.
Yeah.
Cool the Engines. Because I've been a guy who had been waiting 8 years for the next Boston record. And I bet a lot of you don't remember this, but this is my favorite.
Do you ever regret waiting as long as you did, under the guise of maybe striking while the iron is hot?
I wasn't waiting. I was trying as hard as I could. I wish I was waiting, because then I would have been having a good time someplace.
I understand, but do you ever look back at that and say, if I'd maybe...
You know what? That's
sacrifice, even sacrificing a little quality.
I got to tell you, that's what that whole CBS lawsuit was about. You know, they knew that they could make the most money if they got an album out of me every 2 years.
Right.
And they were so determined they were going to get that they would ruin me if I didn't do it. And I said, and my whole feeling is, why be a musician if you're going to put out junk music to make money?
Here's the one you'll remember from Third Stage. Remember this, Amanda?
Yeah.
Another one that starts out kind of slow. It'll be your power ballad, right?
Yep, that is. And then it's got a little nice hooky guitar part in the middle of it that has the classic Boston Harmony guitar.
You couldn't find a bigger stooge to sell your records. I also bought the Walk On.
All right, awesome.
When that one came out.
Which has the song Walk On it, which is one of my favorite productions.
There's a medley.
It's a whole long medley. It's like 10 minutes long.
It's a 10-minute song.
When you talk about 8 guitar tracks and you're playing live, and you're obviously doing a lot of playing live now, how difficult is it for you to recreate your sound? You hear about
Boston music is tough to play live. It's hard because the parts are hard, the singing parts are hard, and you got to make a lot of changes in the guitar sound while you're doing it, on the spot. And we literally, had to design the amps that were capable of doing this, which I did about 15 years ago, and we're still using that same equipment. The other thing, so you got to have musicians that can play really well and that can make these fast changes, you also need people that can play several different instruments. Because over and over again, when you watch a Boston show, you'll see somebody playing guitar and then playing keyboards for a break and then playing guitar and then doing something else. And all seven of us sing. And all seven of us sing quite a bit, as well as handle more than one instrument. And it makes it tough, and it's, you know, rehearsals, everybody has to be, like, really dedicated and organized. But I got to tell you something. Pretty darn good.
Yeah. Man, I know a lot of musicians are going to be flocking to the show after hearing that.
I got to ask you, I mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about how excited we were to have you on the show, that back in the day for me, the greatest makeout song ever was Long Time, the album version, because you have the 5-minute lead-in.
Yeah, right.
How high were you when you came up with Foreplay/Long Time?
You know, believe it or not, I'm stone cold sober the whole time. I'm doing all of that stuff. That kind of stuff, it's like in my blood. I mean, I would sit there all day and just come up with this strange stuff, but I actually just do the choruses and the melodies because I have to once in a while. I would much rather make all those strange sounds and come up with all the bizarre stuff.
Did you ever get pissed when you would make a record like this? And the single, of course, Long Time, was a giant hit, but radio stations wouldn't pick it up until back then 5 minutes had gone by.
Yeah, right.
So,
and I mean, it's real. You know, anybody that's a fan of this band, like you and I are, I mean, this is artistry right here, and it's just, I mean, this to me is the song as much as the,
yeah,
you know.
Of course, that's what I thought, and the thing that came after it was you know, a lot less interesting to
right.
me than that part. By the way, I got to tell you, live, we do an extended, really wild version of that Foreplay intro.
That
you got to hear. It's very cool.
See, now, unlike the Grateful Dead, who play 20-minute versions of songs I've never heard of, I die to hear a longer version of Long Time, especially. How long is the, now on the record, I think, Foreplay itself is about 5 minutes. How long do you guys go in?
The whole thing, on the album, the whole thing, Foreplay, Long Time, I believe, is just at 7 or just under. And live, it's about 9.5-10 minutes.
You know, really, even people that are not part of that era, I mean, going to see a show like this, just on pure musicianship, you know, for any people that are just starting and that are just starting to make music, this would be a show to go see.
How many copies of that? Hey, Tom, how many copies of that first record did you guys sell?
Well, they tell me it's at around 16 million.
Wow.
Not bad for something you do in the basement of your apartment.
I guess you sell 16 million records, you know, 8 years, no problem.
And when you, when you guys originally pitched this, how many companies did you have to go to?
You know, I sent these demos around. It was basically, you know, Brad and I making these demos, and we did it over a period of years and years. And that particular, the demo that got the final deal went to companies.
Tom, hold on. Here we go, right here.
Yeah, there it is.
1, 2, 3, 4. You know, and if you're a DJ like I was back in the day, you died for this. You do the weather over there. You can do a PSA. And the best part is, no matter what you're saying, you get done, you're doing it. 3:23 at WLS. Great effing record. Anyway, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
You said about the demo. Were you the last person?
I have no idea what I was saying.
And Tom, one last question, because I'm really a nutty fan. You're playing the organ on this as well, right?
Yeah, of course I do all the keyboards. Back then, I had to do most of the instruments. Yeah, I had a little help with Corporate America. Anthony Cosmo did a lot of the guitar work on the songs that he wrote and did, did better than I could do.
You mentioned it's tough and it's you know, it's difficult and you have to do a lot of rehearsal, but do you love playing live? Do you enjoy that?
It's the only reason for doing it, to be honest with you. Working in the studio, that is a pain in the butt. I mean, it is tedious and it's awful, but getting out on stage, it's awesome.
Well, what is the song on Corporate America? We don't play records on our show, but we'll play part of it. What one would you like us to play?
Boy, that's it. You know, I pretty much like everything on that CD, but I would say either I would say either I had a good time or corporate America.
Yeah, let's go with I had a good time. It's first cut.
Yeah, I had a good time first.
See, I hear that right now. If I hear that out of the box, I know that's Boston.
Yeah, right. You know, it doesn't sound like 70s music.
No. But you have such a distinctive mesh of the background music and the multi-tracking and the lead guitar.
Decidedly non-70s, though. Absolutely. That's a very good comment on that.
So how many years did you work on this record?
You know what? That one has so many different versions. I got to tell you, there's even a version of that song that has a chorus that's in Spanish. It was called Te Quiero Mia.
Wow. I'm so gay for your band. I truly am. You guys, you kick ass. Now, all the money you made. Did you waste it?
Back in the early years, neither Brad or I really cared that much about it, and we kind of let everybody else walk away with it in really bad ways. It was pretty awful. But then, you know, after 4 or 5 years, I began to realize all that money could go into some hands that could do something good with it instead of something bad with it, and
mm-hmm.
that's when I started getting involved with all of the charitable organizations, and so now the money does some really, really good things.
Well, I hope you're rich. Are you rich?
No, but not by any stretch of the imagination. I gave too much of it away.
Oh, that sucks. Because...
Yeah, but how much do you need, you know?
Right on. All right, I agree.
I don't know about you. I've been married 23 years. And I need a lot.
I've been divorced twice, and I need a lot too.
But I hope you realize, really, to guys our age, I'm 44. Mike's almost 44. To guys, Buzz is 60.
Right.
But to guys our age, this is it. I mean, this was. When I was growing up, you either liked Boston or Captain and Tennille.
Right.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And there's just something about this that really... That time.
The amazing thing is that we can play most of the songs off of that first album to audiences today, which include... you know, high school and college kids,
right?
And they love it. I mean, a lot of that rock and roll is it still kicks today. So
yeah,
that was the lucky part of it.
I think that's the type of music it is, and that's what's great about it. And that's why you must have just a blast when you go out and you're.
We have we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of tunes that people want to hear. And, we just get a great reaction when we play them. And we do a lot of stuff that they've never heard before within the songs, in between the songs. And it makes it something that, you go home remembering, wow, did you hear that thing on the pipe organ? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
So, something that they won't see at every show or hear at any other rock and roll show. That's what we try to do.
So you got, of course, More Than a Feeling, Peace of Mind, Foreplay Long Time, Rock and Roll Band, Smoking, Hitch a Ride, Something About You, Let Me Take You Home Tonight. Everybody knows that first album.
Yep.
Absolutely. Forwards and backwards. Then you got Don't Look Back.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody remembers that.
Big hit.
A Man I'll Never Be. Feeling Satisfied. And if you really got into the second record, then you like It's Easy, Don't Be Afraid, Party. Then you got Amanda, We're Ready, Cool the Engines, Can't You Say. I love Can't You Say. Then you got the next record, you got The Walking at Night. I Need Your Love. I'm also hello?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rabbi, was that you?
Yeah, I accidentally hit the wrong button. Sorry.
But I'm just going through the list.
To me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Going through the list of all of these songs, and I swear to God, I can't find one that I don't like.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good to hear.
So,
well, that's where you talk about that, taking so long in the studio, and that's the reason. I don't want to put something on a record that I'm not proud of.
Well,
besides which, that thing goes in my CD player after I get it done, and, I I have corporate America in my CD player. That's what I listen to when I drive.
Very good. And not only should you be.
And you know, I got to listen to it for like another 5 years before I get a new one. So it's got to be good.
But also, I just have to say, that first album cover. If that's not the coolest album cover you've ever seen.
It really is.
Distinctive. You know what I mean? When you went to the record store to buy it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can look at it from a million miles away.
Everybody knows.
That's true. Absolutely distinctive. Well, Tom, when you're either in Philly or in D.C., you have to come in.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you come in. Did they ask you about taking the sex quiz?
And you guys got to come backstage.
I'd love to.
I'd love to.
It'd be an honor, really.
I would love nothing better. My son is 18, and he is a huge Boston fan.
Oh, yeah, you got to bring them back.
Because, you know, that's one of the great things about having a kid. And, you know, when I was a kid, the music my dad listened to was garbage. Not that he ever tried to share it with me. What's great about having a kid...
You have to specify the kind of music he listened to, though, isn't it? It's a very... Wasn't it...
like Kingston Trio.
Yeah, right.
There you go, right.
What's great is when I'll say to my kid...
I'm loving you lots and lots.
You know,
better than mine. Mine listened to Jackie Gleason.
Boom! Oh,
I say to my kid, do a search on Boston, and I'll tell you how I found the album Corporate America, which came out last year. My son found it. My son actually came to me one day and said, Dad, do you know Boston has a new record out?
Wow.
And I had no idea, and he said, here it is on the internet, right here.
Oh, he picked it up on the net. That was my secret leak.
So, listen, Tom, how do you feel about the sex quiz? You ready to take it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Except I can probably just give you a blanket yes to all the questions.
There you go, but there's just nothing. You know, there's one thing about giving the sex quiz to any celebrity, but it's wonderful when we have musicians. I particularly like it when we do that.
So here we go. It's 13 very simple questions, and we'll use a foreplay.
Now, these have to be yes or no?
Well, yeah, some of them are, but we answered all these questions ourselves.
Yes, we've all taken the sex quiz ourselves.
Tom Scholz of Boston, have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed group sex?
What if my mother's listening?
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Have you ever had?
Of course.
Have you ever had sex with a girl while she's menstruating?
These are getting really juicy. I think everybody should do that.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Not yet.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Of course.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No, but I keep trying.
Have you ever gotten your jerk on in front of other people?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Let's see. Public place. I'm not sure what qualifies.
That's a yes.
A car in a parking lot count?
Yep, sure. Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
You know, I don't know. Maybe I better check that out.
We'll give him a no on that.
All right.
An important one for me, Tom.
I know it's not on the net, because I would have seen it by now.
Tom, have you ever had sex in the no-no?
In the no-no.
You know, where food comes out?
Oh, and, well...
Pitching, not catching. Pitching, not catching.
Of course.
Oh, man. You're killing me. Have you gotten your jerk on today?
No.
Not yet? No? Three more questions.
Way too busy.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yeah, that was part of the other question. That was a two-part question.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
How can you not have sex in a car?
And Tom?
Sex with a stranger? One-night stand, yes. Yeah. I've been a one-night stand. How about that?
And to the nearest 10?
I was used.
To the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000... What do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
Oh, I don't want to brag. I think I better pass on that.
That's the second. Chuck Barris passed yesterday. We can't have another pass.
Come on.
Please,
just round it off.
I get in too much trouble.
It's
never going to make up a number for you.
Let's say 1,000.
More for you.
1,000?
Me and Eric.
All right, well, listen. You're my hero, and we'd love to see you, and I will take you up on that backstage pass this night.
Actually, that would be great. That would be great.
And here we are right now, everybody, at Boston on WLA.
Good luck with the tour, and we really enjoyed talking to you.
It was a great fun. Great fun.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, we'll see ya.
All right, bye-bye. I know we had about 12 lines of people who wanted to ask some questions, but...
We monopolized the time.
Too bad.
You know... I like Boston from the 70s. You
You hung in there. You hung with them through album after album. I you know, you get past the original album. Even Don't Look Back. You get past Don't Look Back, and you're mentioning things in there that I don't track with. And I'm not even sure if I would know them if I heard them.
Oh, you would know Amanda. We play that, like, every day.
Well, Amanda we played at WAVA.
Right. What about this one? Can't You Say? Maybe you got to be a Boston fan. I don't know. I am. Really nuts about
it. Is that what you're playing now?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
good.
Can't You Say?
No, I know that. Oh, I know that. That's a hit.
Can't you see what you mean to me?
It's another one of those attrition. Starts out all mellow.
Is that him singing?
No, that's
the other guy. Singing.
That's Brad Delp.
He's the guy with the big hair.
Yeah, he's the guy with the Welcome Back Kotter hair.
And I think he's the guy on the new album that looks like... He ought to be in The Sopranos.
Hold on, let me...
Correct me if I'm wrong. He's right next to the chick.
Yeah.
Right? Is that him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely has mobbed himself up.
Yeah, Vinny.
Don't you remember this?
Yeah. Maybe I just have to hear him. Will you do me one favor before we get off this?
Yeah.
Just play the first part of that Corporate America, the title track from that album, because he said that's in his car, and I want to, you know, the other one was mellow. You never with a Boston song, you have to listen to the entire song to get the feel for it, you know?
We got so many. Oh, here it is.
Got the entire catalog.
Right here. Okay. Corporate America, cut number 3.
That's the title track from the album. And you said your son found it. I mean, so they didn't go wide with the release of that.
No, it's on...
Like an independent label?
Yeah, it's on. They went from CBS Epic
right. mm-hmm.
to MCA. And then they went to something called Siberian Square Entertainment.
Ah.
Very good.
And like on the inside of the album, it says, you know, that you should conserve fuel, avoid material waste, learn about vegetarian living.
Well, he's a hippie.
Report child and animal abuse.
Yeah.
Don't buy fur.
He's got all the... Yeah, well, that's where his money's going.
He's got a whole big thing for PETA, Friends of the Animals, Save the Children, Sierra Club,
wow.
Earth Save.
Man, that's all in one album?
Vegetarians rock, is what it says.
It's a mellower album than their earlier stuff.
Not all of the cuts.
Yeah.
You've
had this for a while.
I've had it for a year and a half.
Sounds good.
The first one I had a good time. It rocks a little more than this, but
right.
You know. What the hell? He's getting older.
Sure. Boy, that would be when he was talking about the instrumentation they do at their concerts. That is a live show I will go to. That is fantastic.
It's got to be better than when I went to CELO when I finally recognized the fact that I was listening to tapes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there was no way that ELO could possibly get the sound that they had in the studio when they would bring their big spaceship into the Providence Civic Center.
They have four guys up on stage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like they had the Boston Symphony Orchestra behind them.
I'd really love to see them perform live, because he strikes me as the kind of perfectionist where they really do that.
Wasn't that the tour when ELO, when they tracked them in like 8 different cities in the city, and the concert was the exact same length
in every city?
Right.
So anyway, that's Boston.
Very good.
That's Boston, and that would be what you would call a vanity piece on this show. If you don't like Boston, I guess you didn't like the first half hour of the show today.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. But boy, God damn, do I love that band. Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, just wanted to say this last segment with Boston was nice. Yeah.
Nice!
Yeah, I didn't know basically what you guys' ages were, but I'm roughly your guys' age. I'll be 45 in October, so I was listening to them as also a while back.
Yeah, I mean, it was the best time. It was right when you got your driver's license, you know, right when you start getting laid.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Nice!
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 Nice! Smoking! Nice!
And it was a few years before music really went to total.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Mike from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Nice. Yes, Mike. Nice!
I grew up in Boston. I was 10 years old,
and they had an album. It wasn't that CD that I have now.
An album?
Oh, hell yeah, my brother's... Oh, excuse my language. But, yeah, don't laugh. No, I listened to you guys as soon as you came into the area. But
thank you.
Boston,
thank
no,
you.
No, the album cover was a spaceship going up.
Yeah, the same one you're...
interest.
The same one you're floating in right now.
Brothers.
All right, whatever.
Okay, goodbye. Let's clear the lines out.
I had an album!
Because not only did...
was his concern the fact that that came out on vinyl before it came out on CD?
I don't know.
When I was a boy, it wasn't on a CD.
Right.
Ablum.
We have $750 to give away with a secret sound. We have Tom the Monster. Now, we've decided, incidentally, rather than a garden hose, we have a super soaker for Tom.
Ah, great. That'll make it make some sense.
That Tom will be using on girls as we give away a trip to Miami to South Beach today with our wet t-shirt contest. And at some point on today's show, Stars of Tomorrow, today.
All right.
As we expose yet another soon-to-be hit record.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to need a whole goddamn segment to talk about how great that 24 was last night.
Very good.
A whole segment. Did you see it?
No, I have T-voted it. I have not seen it yet.
I did. You know...
You go ahead and talk away, because you know what?
It's so much good stuff happening.
Really?
And it was so good, they had to run the disclaimer twice. Due to graphic nature, viewer discretion is advised.
Previously on 24.
Here's a clue for you about what happened on 24 last night.
Okay, his daughter was cooking things?
Yeah. Be the 100th caller. Right now with the secret song. You animals, call in now. Use your fingers. We'll be right back.
Make
this is the Don and Mike Show.
I think you're all set, so just go clean the pipes and it's a go. Huh? You know, clean the pipes.
What do you mean, clean the pipes?
You choke the chicken before any big date, don't you? Tell me you spanked the monkey before any big date. Oh, my God, he doesn't flog the dolphin before a big date. Are you crazy? That's like going out there with a loaded gun. Of course that's why you're nervous.
Holy shit. I've been going out with a loaded gun.
The Don and Mike Show.
Always remember, WWDAMD, The Don and Mike Show.
Feel young. It really does. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey, you're the 100th caller.
Hi.
What's your name, my friend?
Matt.
Where are you from?
Warlord.
All right, here you go. We just had him on the show. You have won third row seats to go see Boston with Tom Scholl Saturday, June 21. Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon. NissanPavilion.com. But wait. You've also won fourth row tickets to see Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi!
And incidentally, John Bon Jovi, world's biggest whore, will be coming in here to do an acoustic set at some point in the future.
That'll be fun. Because
it's so rare, because he like doesn't perform anywhere.
So he was able to squeeze it in between his gigs on QVC?
Is he going
to
be Richie Sambora with him?
It's one or the both of them.
I hope it's the both, because Richie Sambora is a very, very nice guy.
Anyway, Bon Jovi's Bounce World Tour with the Goo Goo Dolls. Mm. Sunday, July 27, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets again go on sale Saturday at 10.
And when will Beyonce Knowles be coming in?
Ticketmaster outlets at NissanPavilion.com. Are you ready for $750?
Halle Berry is slated for when?
The first of never. $750. Are you ready?
Ready.
Common everyday sound. Your clue. Yellow. Yellow. As in
My underpants. Yellow. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
Have a day.
Heavy, oh, Heavy D. Is it Now That We Found Love?
Sure.
Okay.
Caller, name this sound.
It's almost my favorite part now of the contest is trying to figure out what song Mike has been given to do by Heavy D. Is it Now That We Found Love?
Sure.
No, do you know? No.
1, 2, show me what you've got.
No.
Let me slip my quarter in your slot. Hit the
Yeah.
I didn't know it.
Yeah. Though. No, sorry. The one I was
not it.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
Heavy day,
I think so. And a clarification from the rules department: the underpants stain is a different shade of yellow than the yellow in the clue. Okay.
All right.
Just to be very specific.
Oh, I understand.
The yellow we're talking about is like school bus yellow.
Okay.
All right.
Unhealthy.
So for $750, what does that sound?
The handle on a gas pump, which is...
Doing what?
Releasing the handle on a gas pump.
No. Oh, we're sorry.
Nope. Don't forget, though, every yes is
a clue for you.
Thank you, my friend. I guess we need some sexy music for Tom.
Sexy.
This 24 last night.
Wow.
My God. Am I glad... See if you can find me a longer version of that, please, Robbie. Am I glad that I TiVo'd it, because there was no way that I could stand to watch it with the commercials. There was no stand.
Because you didn't want to wait.
It was so great. I went out to eat last night with my wife and one of her friends. And, you know, the whole night revolved around the fact, well, what about 24?
Yeah.
And I remembered, oh, hold on. You know, TiVo. Okay, right.
You can chill out.
So... Got up this morning, loved it. Did my little workout with my wife. Yeah, we got the side-by-side treadmills and everything. And lifted our weights. And then we got all the work done. We go upstairs, we watch it. And it was, first off, so many plot twists.
Really?
Last night on 24. As it turns out, the moon-faced girl is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrong about that.
Okay.
But you were right about... The guy who's the president's assistant.
Yeah, all right. Then I'm going to look forward to watching.
Mike.
Mike, right. The guy with the wire
and
glasses.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. He ended up locking the lady from Deep Space Nine, locking her in a closet.
Really?
Yeah. Now, just let me tell you.
F&A.
Just let me tell you that Jack Bauer last night was tortured. And... It was, I couldn't believe it was on network TV.
Yeah. That graphic?
Well, he was naked.
Right.
And there were some scenes, if you looked careful, I guess you could see his ass.
Right.
But
yeah.
they had
nice!
Nice!
Nice! Nice ass!
They had him chewing on like a chew stick.
Right.
While they cut him open.
Wow.
And then there was the sound effect that Robbie had of the bacon frying was... He stood in front of them, the guy that was torturing him, stood in front of him with a water bottle and said, "It's nice.
Nice!
Would you like some water?" And then he brought a soldering iron up to the water bottle, and you saw the water, the plastic bottle melting, and then that went inside the incision of Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
And then, when that still didn't work and he still wouldn't talk, they brought out the electric shock.
Man.
Oh, and when they originally got Jack Bauer, they shot him with, is it called a taser gun?
Yes.
A taser. Sticks to him an electric thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's
repeatedly.
At one point, he's turning around, he's running down the street, and he goes, boom, 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 and he takes out a guy in a car, and while he's taking out a guy in a car in front of him, a guy in a car behind him shoots him, and these two things go into his back. And they're like silly string, and the next thing he's laying in the street, and he's like, and they were torturing him, and you know it can't be true because he's the star of the show, but as it ended last night,
looks like he might be dead.
Jack Bauer is dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's dead.
He is dead.
They kind of indicate that.
Yeah. They're
a gray area.
They tried to resuscitate him.
No price.
The people that have been torturing him. And at one point, they're saying, you gotta stop it. You're gonna kill him. And, you know, the bad guy says, well, don't tell me how to do this.
Right.
Shock him again. You know, and then they say, well, he's passed out. Wake him up.
They put the smelling salts in his nose, and then at one point he was just flatlining, and they're beating on his chest, and that's when it just went to blank screen. And I don't watch the coming attractions on purpose.
All right.
For next week, but...
Well, from what you say, I might have to jump back in.
I told my wife...
I got it on TiVo.
It might have been slow, in some people's opinion, the last couple of weeks, because you thought, all right, the bomb went off, and...
What's left?
You know, we're not going to go to war with...
It got a little frenetic, it got a little crazy with everything going on, but if they just slow down a little bit, and, you know me, the gratuitous violence...
Last night was an A+.
Good.
An absolute A+.
Good. I want to see it.
Amazing. Fantastic.
I'm so glad that the guy that I thought was the bad guy, the presidential assistant, turned out to be a bad guy.
He is. It's a coup.
Yeah.
It's the vice president's doing a coup, and everybody's in on it.
Coo-coo-ca-choo.
Nice! 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 Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Man, you just knew last night that the vice president was going to try something, but what I really didn't expect was that Palmer's chief of staff was going to be in on him. I thought it was going to be his press secretary.
Who's the vice president? The vice president is a guy that you've only seen on video screens, on video conferences.
Right, right.
The guy that you always thought was bad, the guy Mike,
right?
I was totally blown away by that. I did not have him pegged as a bad guy.
Does that mean that the other guy that they were torturing, the president was torturing, was a good guy, as it turns out?
The head of the NSA, you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. That, like, five episodes ago, I don't know.
I think they're all in on it. I think this is pretty wide-ranging, and I don't see how even Sherry Palmer, as an outsider, could know everything she knows unless all these people are using her to get to him.
And, Mike, as a reference point, when they tortured that guy 5 or 6 weeks ago on 24,
right?
That torture was G-rated.
Nothing compared to this.
Compared to what Jack Bauer went through last year.
And Sherry Palmer's in on it, too?
Well,
what about Robert Palmer?
None of the Palmers were there last night.
Jim?
No. Jim, none of them. Hello, Don and Mike.
Carl?
Hello.
Arnold.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, about 24. How disappointed were you guys, well, actually, when you found out that the chick did not have the lesbian affair? She had the brother?
The moon face? Yeah, the moon face girl, that plot line's a little convoluted.
Yeah.
Why the moon face girl hates the other girl who's in the office?
Did they clear that up at all?
Yes,
that's totally clear now.
Right.
So I was a little disappointed on that. How about you? Your thoughts?
No, I wasn't disappointed. I knew there was something going on between them. Mm-hmm. I never thought it was a gay thing. But I was totally wrong. I was convinced that moon face girl was up with her.
Too pretty.
But I think she's a good guy, though.
Previously on 24.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hey,
what about what happened when they were trying to take the chip back to CTU? Marie Warner or Kate Warner and that other guy from one of the countries that they were going to bomb.
What about John Warner?
That guy, he got the crap beat out of him. Yeah. So did she. Yeah. As a matter of fact, they're laying on the ground with the chip while a bunch of white trash guys are going, "Hey, you towel heads, you're the guys that tried to blow up our country." I mean, Mike, you got to watch it.
I will. It sounds fascinating.
It was good.
It was jam-packed
good.
Last night.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, 24, that's the gayest show on earth.
Pardon me?
What is gay about 24?
24 is gay!
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's got more plot twists than Days of Our Lives.
24 is gay! Cooper Sutherland is gay! His daughter is not gay! Tazers are gay! I wish she was gay!
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Colin from Burlington, Vermont. I'll tell you what, you know, I totally agree with you. The best show on TV is 24, and any guy who doesn't like the rock band Boston is gay. That I'd like to say.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No! Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Remember when Tony Almeida...
Way, I just want to say, when you say any guy that doesn't like Boston is gay, I feel the exact same way about REO Speedwagon.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with REO Speedwagon.
Oh, you're gay.
Certainly not.
No.
Anyway, or Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Kansas wasn't bad.
And hey,
Queen.
Let's not put down the Little River Band.
The Little River Band.
Reminiscing.
Anyway, what do you want?
All right, so what do you think now? Remember Tony Almeida?
he's kissing the Moonface girl, and the other, you know, the other chick sees him. How do you think that's going to play out?
I don't know. That's what I dig about this show. That's why I couldn't imagine watching it real time last night.
I think the Moonface girl is just a beard for Tony, and Tony's actually gay, and he's broken up because the guy that got the radiation poisoning,
George Mason,
that flew the plane to drop the nuke, he was gay for him.
And also that guy, they've got some other...
Was his name George Mason?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
They've got some other G-Men type who are coming in to take over the operation.
Yeah.
They called that guy Tony up, and they just said, and the guy had the tiniest phone... The guy, the government guy, congratulations on your promotion. And he says, well, you know, gosh, we got it because the guy's dead.
Yeah. Right.
How's it going? Oh, we're holding it together. Good, I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. Hello? Hello?
They might be part of the coup, too.
The guy's, yes, I think they might be part of the coup.
Yeah.
So, the last we saw, Kiefer Sutherland's dead.
It's a gay coup.
You know that he's not dead because he's the star of the show.
But if they were really clever, how many episodes they would kill him off?
Yeah, it would be great, but it would also be the end of the show.
Yeah, because he's got to be on the show.
Yeah, he's got to be.
Jack Bauer.
Listen, when we come back, let's talk to Tom first.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
This is music.
LRB.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
They're almost as good as Boston.
Similar.
Little River Man, yeah. Very similar genre.
I'm so happy for you, baby.
Oh, God. I'm going to puke.
Can't argue with that bass work.
I am going to puke. Let's go outside to a correspondent, Lisa Herndon. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, guys.
Hi there, sweetie pie, honey bunch.
Hi, Daddy.
Soon to be married.
How are the wedding plans going?
The wedding plans are going very well, and the baby's coming along nicely.
Now, what is the countdown? How many days? I know you're counting. How many
Save the date.
How many days until you become Mrs. Charles Broyhill?
73, I believe.
73 glorious days. We're coming out back. Are you guys out back or downstairs?
Out back.
Out back? Tom is obviously there with a super soaker. How many girls are here for his wet t-shirt contest?
We have two or three, I think, and we've got a crowd of about 20, 30 people hanging out to watch.
All right, the deal is that we're giving away, this will be ongoing throughout the show, a trip to South Beach, a trip to Miami.
Wow.
For the Ultimate Fighting Championship Sudden Impact, April 25, with airfare, hotel, a VIP meet and greet. If you want this event in your home, call your cable company, DirecTV or Dish Network, to order. Tom Gavin, may we speak to Tom for a moment?
Hello, Tom.
Hello, good. Bye.
Now, Tom?
Yes?
Are you wearing your bathing suit?
I'm wearing my bathing suit, Tom.
Tom, talk in your real regular voice.
Yeah, Tom, I'm wearing my bathing suit.
What color is it, Tom?
It's blue, purple what? And black.
Purple and black.
For now. And also, I'm wearing the...
On the inside and the outside.
Watch it, the hot sauce, Bob.
Watch it.
Watch the hot sauce.
What's watch the hot sauce?
It's going to be hot out here, guys.
Tom, talk in your real voice.
It's real hot out here, Mike.
The current temperature is 87.
87?
87.
87, Mike.
And how are the girls, Tom?
That only...
They look good, huh?
They look good.
Only what, Tom? Speak honestly. Don't be coached by your handler. Only what?
What, Tom? What were you
Tom, tell us the truth.
They look good.
How many?
Three.
All right, three girls. And you have your super soaker?
Yes, I do.
All right, Mike and I are coming out. We're going to see you in the next break.
Okay.
Almost right. Time for home.
Hey, where's Charlie?
Right here, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
La, la, la. La, la.
No, he's not retarded.
Hey, Tom, take us to break.
Guys, go to break.
No, come on. You know how to do it, Tom.
Hey, guys, this is WJMK, 106.7, Dynamite, go to break.
We're a national show. Though,
it's the Don and Mike show. You don't mention the
all over the country, the national show, go to break.
Give me a we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, guys.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two handsome, stunning faggots. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, absolutely. My friend?
Hell yes.
Tom, the current temperature is 87 degrees. How do you spell the word degrees? I think he's got a mic already, Mike.
He's got a lavalier like they have on TV.
How do you spell degrees?
D-I-G-D-E-R.
Excellent.
Right.
What
Tom?
Digger.
Tom, why are you here today with us?
Because it's the wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah. It's the wet t-shirt contest. He knows why he's here. And guess who's standing in back of you?
I know. I had the pleasure of seeing him in the bathroom.
Are you still living in your car, Rob
Grippy, man who lives in his
car?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Fuzzy!
All right. Doing his best Ben Gillette impression.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I guess for him is a step up, right?
This is true.
Hey, Rob.
Absolutely.
Hey. What's up, friend?
Who's this? I'm not sure. Who's this?
Mike, you may not recognize
this. Who would this be? I don't recognize this.
This colored fellow. What's up, Rob?
How you doing, fellas? Great show.
It's Robert the Angry Mailman.
Like the white feet.
Am I on?
Jesus Christ.
Well, hey.
Shoes on.
I'm wearing sandals, Robert. You know, I shake your hand and you immediately bust my balls and say, there's a hug.
Black hug.
That's the way. Do you know the black hug?
Do
I? I'm king of it.
Black hug.
Nice choice.
That's a black hug right there.
That's very good. All right.
That's a black hug.
So they're all here. Now, Robert.
You look at it.
Come on. Am I skinnier or not?
You still look fat.
Robert, I lost 47 effing
pounds. You still look fat, pal. You want to run after we do this little...
How much weight have you lost?
I lost about 40.
Why don't you step out here for a minute?
All right. What do we have? What's going on here?
Side by side.
This is very gay.
Here we go.
All right, real fast. All right. Who looks fatter? Me or Robert?
Robert! Who looks fatter? Stop sucking up.
Ladies and gentlemen, as usual, it's controversy. It's Robert the Angry Mailman. I admit that I'm fat. This is not a big, but I could probably beat you in a sprint. If I had the proper footwear, but unfortunately, I'm wearing these very sexy sandals today.
You're doing fine, Robert.
Thank you. Thank God.
Now, let's talk to some of the former listeners of the Opie and Anthony show over here. Gotta be. Kids, 85 degrees, wearing the wool hats.
Right, right.
Looking like Beavis and Butthead. What's your name?
Dan.
Dan, where are you from?
Manassas.
All right, my friend. And you do.
Son, why don't you stand up for a second?
Wait,
okay,
what's your name?
Respect.
Ian?
What's happening, Ian?
Not much.
Ian, how do you feel about your parents?
They suck.
Oh.
They suck. Did you get that? They suck.
Why did you grab your mouth and go, ooh?
And your hand was
I'm very good friends with him and his parents, and, you know, we play
that
lot.
I never would have guessed that. I have no idea why I asked that question.
Leaders of tomorrow.
What is your name, my friend?
I'm Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Where are you from?
I'm from Hume, which is out in Fauquier.
Jeff, do you work for Domino's Pizza?
Yes, I do.
And that's why you're wearing the hat?
Yes.
They should be proud of you that you're actually you're supporting the company today.
I guess.
Are you a pizza delivery man?
Yes, I am.
And how old are you?
21.
21. Let me point out a gentleman to you right there. That is a career, that is a lifer, pizza delivery man right there.
Rob Grippy over there?
You're not delivering pizza anymore?
Rob, where's your house?
Mike?
Okay.
Mike, this looks like a professional guy over here.
Which guy?
Right here, this guy.
What's
your name?
Excuse me.
Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Where are you from?
Manassas.
Let me just show you the Don and Mike show from the womb to the tomb.
Absolutely.
Nice. How old are you, Glenn?
51.
What do you do?
Work for the government.
GS what?
13.
GS 13.
You wouldn't by any chance be his father, would you?
No.
Okay.
Finally, Mike, you know, there's a lot of people here. We don't have time to say hi to everybody. Mm-hmm. Let me just introduce you to
the next Mrs. Mike O'Mara.
Hey, baby.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. You hungry, me?
We'd have a lot of we have a lot of obstacles, but I'm sure we could overcome them, don't you think?
I think so.
Now, why would I remember you? Hold on, John. She asked if I remembered it. It's always a loaded question.
Danger.
With the amount of alcohol I consume in a given year, I do not care for that question. Do you remember me? Why?
You guys all should. Strip trivia last May.
Oh, you played strip trivia? Yes, yes, I remember.
Did you forget me?
I remember the little devil woman tattoo right above your breast.
Mike, she has purple hair, and how many tattoos?
24.
24, and how many piercings?
13, I think.
13.
And since this is a standard question for me now, and how do you feel about your parents?
My mom doesn't care.
Okay,
good. But you get along well?
Okay,
very good. Good.
That was evasive, though.
It was.
There's another guy who looked like he really came to work from work today. Well, what's your name?
Mark Cohen.
What do you do, Mark?
I am a salesperson.
For what?
I'd rather not say.
Well, you know what? If you're a salesperson,
working.
Guess what? You can march right into that office there and get hired. I guarantee it.
I've applied here before. They've never called me. They don't like my resume.
Oh, my God. You got turned down here? Oh, Robert just yelled out, are you Jewish?
Robert, it's Jew Central in there. I don't know if you've ever been to the sales.
I don't see no black in there. I don't see no color folks.
We have the quota.
Black people.
They're not original. That's Timmy Abarbanay is not a citizen.
There's Carl.
We have. There's the janitor, yeah.
I think Timmy is a citizen.
And Carl is not the janitor. Ben is the janitor.
Oh, and Ben's the janitor.
We like to call him the custodian.
Yeah, well.
We have a great tradition.
I see a lot of Jews. I just see a lot of white women.
No, we have Aryan, a great tradition Irish, of people of color, Robert.
Hey, Robert. Right here.
Lightning rod.
Here's a big Jew right here, Cameron Gray.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey! For Judaism.
You know, as a matter of fact, we call him the JS, the Jew stud.
Thank you.
There you go.
Super Jew.
You guys are too good. Thank you.
All right, Tom, are you ready to start the contest?
Yes, I am.
Let's meet your first contestant. Who's going first? If you happy to.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Renee.
Mike, look at her shirt.
What's it say? Fort Myers Beach.
You love
a place that I've hung out at.
You love Fort Myers, Florida.
I love Fort Myers. It's a beautiful place,
yes,
isn't it?
It is.
Beautiful sunsets,
yes.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Now, as I put my arm around you, I notice there is no bra.
No bra, hey. Which is really kind of a prerequisite when you're doing a wet t-shirt contest.
So, Tom, are you ready? Are you ready to shoot her bosoms with your super soaker?
Hell yes.
Are y'all ready to see Tom soak the ladies?
Yeah!
I can't hear you.
Yeah!
I can't hear you.
Yeah!
Now, Tom, if the super soaker doesn't work, we do have bottled water for you to pour on their bosoms.
Good.
All right, and here
Tom,
we go.
Tom, no, Tom, you're aiming at her face. Don't do that.
Down.
Oh. The super soaker did a pretty nice job. Pump it.
Wow.
Pump it, Tom.
See?
Tom, go at her boobs, not at her face.
Don't shoot it while you're pumping it. It's out of water.
Hold on, we need more water. Tom, just
need
go
more ammo.
Tom, just go ahead with the bottle.
And based on what I'm seeing so far, is that water cold?
Yes,
it is. It is cold, yes. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice!
Now, all right, Tom, that's enough. That's like 2 liters of water. Now, Tom,
yes.
Keep in mind, you're the judge.
Yes.
What do you think so far, Tom?
What do you think of her and her wet t-shirt?
Excellent.
What do you like best?
The breast.
The breast. What part?
Yeah.
What part of the breast do you like the best?
The nipple.
Yep. Yeah.
Where are the nipples? Point to them. Don't touch them. But
how many are there?
Two.
That's right.
All right. Where's our next contestant? Come on, honey. Hi, what's your name?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Where are you from?
Shannon.
Super Shan. Now, you got a nice Don and Mike homemade shirt on there.
Don and Moke? You got a beautiful Don and Moke t-shirt.
It's Don and Mike, but I fit the little.
I am Moke O'Mara.
And Tom, are you ready to shoot this lovely girl in her bosoms?
Yep.
All right, you got a full load there? Do you have a full load? Tom's had a full load since 1983.
All right, Tom, are you ready? Now, remember, not in her face. At her boobs.
did Tom take out an eye?
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead, Tom.
And then shoot.
All right. Oh, very good. Oh, look. And now the writing is running. The ink from the writing on her T-shirt, on her homemade T-shirt, is running.
Okay. Tom, just go over the bottle now and finish
there
it
There you
off.
Go. All right. There you go.
Tom. There you go. T-shirt, not my underwear, Tom.
Okay, that's good enough.
No.
What's the matter, Tom?
What's going on, Tom?
What's going on?
Can't see nothing.
Oh, yeah. No.
You didn't sign your name yesterday.
It's a win.
Mr. Cohen over here is the former,
t-shirt
the rejected WJFK sales executive. All right.
In to win.
Hold on. Well,
what's Robert doing? Is he stirring stuff up again?
Yes.
Robert, I think, has other women that he wants to enter the contest.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You should enter. Honey, you could win.
She works in the building.
I'm trying to get a collection together to suit myself.
That's fantastic, Robert.
Is she one of your project girls?
Yes, I waved at her every day. And then she moved to another building. Or are you still in the building? You just work downstairs now. How are you? 20 years old, Don.
Well,
Joe and I were chatting with her outside a moment ago.
So is that it for right now? There's
no, do we have any other anybody else?
We got, you know, we got how many people we got? How many
strip trivia lady? Do you want to participate?
I'll find you a white T-shirt.
Yeah.
If we find you a white T-shirt, will you enter the contest?
Who's that guy? Who's that?
All right, she'll do it. And let me just say, this contest is not over right now. We'll continue it.
It's a beautiful day, and we're going to continue. We're going to continue this.
Yes. And it's wonderful being heckled by Robert.
Robert's
in our own goddamn parking lot.
Robert is the Uber heckler. I know it's great.
I'll join the contest if I have to.
You know what I enjoy when Robert's talking is just putting the microphone away
and doing.
You know, this is what I wanted to do a few months ago. Remember when you left me with Robert? Do you remember that? It was terrible. It was a terrible day for me. It was horrible. Sorry, it was one of the worst moments of my broadcasting career. You're damn right. White guilt. Loaded with white guilt. Horrible day.
Oh, you loved it.
I did.
And Robert, I'm bringing you in again for your segment to find out the one of the categories you had that we didn't get to.
Let's see, we got Uncle Tom's and OJ the Answer. I got that. And I'll enter this contest. I got bigger blood. It hurts.
Tom, how would you feel if Robert entered the contest?
No.
No, why not?
Hell no, Robert.
Why is that?
Because he's not a lady.
He's not a lady.
I'm not a lady.
Right.
No.
Are you against homosexuals?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's...
You know, I think the only way we should let Robert in the contest is if he wears a wig. If we can find some sort of wig for Robert. Does anybody have a wig? I love these toes. These are beautiful feet.
You know, there's a back and forth going on here right now. Lisa, you got a T-shirt for the tattoo girl?
And she's signing the 15 pages of release forms.
Says just in case.
That's right. Meanwhile, you can hear the collective heavy breathing from the predominantly male group.
Wendell. Take a look at Wendell.
I got it.
Fixing Tom's microphone.
There you go.
Am I on now?
My God.
All right.
I got it.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's beautiful, guys.
Let me just ask some of these guys. Dude, do you like this show, this outdoor show?
It's pretty cool.
What's your name?
My name's Nate.
Who are you, my friend?
Sam.
Sam, you came out, what, Robert, to see some semi-nude girls?
Robert, don't. Stop it.
Never seen any of y'all guys. I want to see what they look like.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're glad. Here's the is the sexual content of the program this afternoon meeting with your approval, or do you want to see more?
More.
Okay. More, yes. I heard everybody say that simultaneously.
How about you, Underwood Construction? Yes, there's a plug for you.
Yes, sir, Underwood Construction.
Are you on the clock now, or?
Okay, yeah.
He's done now.
I'm estimating right now.
That's another person on the line because of what you just said.
What are you estimating?
The areolas that are showing today.
The areolas. I love that word.
And you, my friend, what's your name?
My name is Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Richmond.
What do you do?
I'm in outside sales.
Outside sales, then march through that door and get ready for a new career right now.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I used to work for a radio station. Y'all told them to pull your ass off the air at the break. That's when I started listening to y'all.
Did you understand what he meant?
Richmond.
Don't know what he's talking about.
He's a salesman. You're not supposed to understand.
Whatever. Now, is the tattoo girl ready for Tom? Because we're up on a break. Where's the tattoo girl?
I think she's actually changing into a white T-shirt and getting another tattoo.
And right now, Tom, what do you want security for what?
Get him out of here.
Who?
No, you're not.
Why do you want Robert out of here?
Robert's
Bobby's calling me a retard and stuff.
Hey.
I would never do that.
You didn't say that, did you?
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
He just said.
Yes, Tom, he did.
Tom, he just said he loved you.
Hey,
hey,
do you want to say something? Since Robert said something mean to you, do you want to say something mean to Robert?
Mike, hold on. Don't open this can. Okay. Don't open this can of worms.
All right, here comes the lady. Here comes. She got her white T-shirt.
Tom,
you ready?
You have your water. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
The sun has come out here in our beautiful parking lot.
You know, I could already tell through the white shirt.
Yes.
Very dark nipples.
Yes, very ample.
And
with
all right,
big
good job.
Through them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and rings.
How do you like that, Tom?
Good. Both nipples pierced.
I got my own white Oh, my God.
Tom told it like it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Suck him.
Hey, Carl, if you're listening.
He's yelling at Carl. Don't talk to Carl, Tom.
Suck him.
Don't talk to Carl. Now he's shooting her with the Super Soaker interface again.
Tom can't hit the girls in the boobs. So right now...
We have three contestants so far.
Just to help the girls who are here so they don't have to wait around, the girls who don't have a chance, of the three girls who you've shot in the chest... Tom, which do you like the best? Oh, you want to shoot her again? You know, there was some friendly fire on that. Some collateral damage.
All right, now, Tom, Dom was asking you a question, because we're going to have to pick one finalist out of these three girls. Who is your favorite? Let's bring all the three girls over here.
Come on,
Tom,
bring
over here.
Girls.
Tom will pick. Now, wait, Tom. This is drama here. Don't point yet. Tom. Tom.
I am.
Over here, Tom.
Right here.
Focus.
Do you want to sit down? Do you want to sit down, Tom?
Yeah.
Sit down like it's your throne and you can pick your queen.
Sit down on the broken
chair. He's lovely, isn't he?
All right.
He is.
All right. All right, Tom. Now let's meet the first girl who you shot with the water. Big Jugs. What was your name again?
Renee.
Good. You're doing this kind of like American Idol style.
Now, and the second girl that you met was?
Shannon.
Shannon. And the third girl is?
Megan.
Now, which one of these three girls do you want to go home now? Say which one.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by his toe. If he hollers, let him go.
Who? Shannon?
Yes.
Shannon?
I'm sorry, Shannon. Sorry, you're lovely. You really are lovely.
And that means we keep the other two for now?
Keep the other two for
Ladies,
right
you're
now.
Still in the you're still in the running.
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that, Shannon. You were a wonderful contestant.
I'm calling her Mojo from Joe Millionaire.
Mojo, you have that Mojo look there with the hat, with the cowboy hat.
You do. It was a pleasure. Very nice meeting you.
Thank you, Shannon. Nice Thank you very much. Thank you.
So the contest will now continue.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break.
Having fun, Tom?
Yes.
Right. If any girls out there want to come by.
Any girls out there come by.
We're going to be here until the end of the show today.
That's right. Yeah. It's a beautiful, warm day here in Washington.
85 degrees. We're giving away a free trip to South Beach to Miami.
Yes.
For the wet T-shirt contest.
Tom is really getting his aim down, so he might not hit you in the chin.
And right now, there's only two girls who are in the contest. We've eliminated one girl. What, Robert?
Hold on, Robert. Hold on. Technically what?
That's true, but we need more women down here. This is a goddamn disrespect. South Beach is a wonderful prize, and we need more women down here. No offense, ladies. No offense. Oh, you got great teams. I love yours. I'll come play with you at the break. I got a truck right here with some rap music.
Oh, very good.
I'll come play with you.
Concur.
Thank you. You know, I'll say this. It is a... D&B convention that we have going out here.
It is a sausage factory. Welcome to the Helmet Club.
We have too many guys out here today.
Right.
Not enough
fight.
Girls.
Very good. All
so girls, come on by. Tom?
I'm coming back in with you all.
No. You're staying out here.
Stay out here, Tom.
I hear them rave.
You're staying out here. And girls, you want to participate? Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters, 10800 Main Street in Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia.
What?
Is the general manager's office door open or closed? Oh, he's gone?
He's gone?
He's gone?
Hat shopping?
Open up, ass! Just checking one time.
Hi, boys.
You know, one of these times he's really going to be here. Sales. I'm reading a sign on his door. Remember, demand stickers on every submission.
That's a sexual term, isn't it?
Due to inventory demand, WJFK will hold these rates through blank, blank, blank only.
That's right. He left the date empty. That's a strategy.
And remember, wow, never put an apostrophe in the word stickers.
Amen.
There you go. Well, that's why he's the master.
Does he always sign his name with a smiley face under it?
Unless he usually looks like the face has had a stroke.
Except, seriously, when he's mad, then it's a little frowny face.
And Wendell, what are you doing with this?
What the hell is this?
That's a stick of some kind.
What? What does this do?
Just a bunch of adapters plugged together.
Yeah, okay, I'll believe that.
We got a break. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'm giving it a guess, and I remember a guy have 10 points in one game. And I don't want to give
Toronto.
I don't want to give that name out just yet. Perhaps that could be one person to consider. And a little birdie is whispering to me that I'm dead wrong.
So. And that was Daryl Sittler you were talking about.
We'll throw that one out.
So the fans, if you're thinking of Sittler, throw it out.
Every wrong answer is a clue for you.
I hear that around town a lot,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Look at that great big head. You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut, would you?
They love their mamas, Don and Mike.
I got an ad-lib comment I want to make here. Sterling. Please to join Master Mike O'Mara and the Kraft Blues Band Saturday night at the Barefoot Pelican in Sterling, Virginia.
Right.
And this is the band with all musicians handpicked by me.
That's correct.
So make sure you see them at the Barefoot Pelican in Sterling this Saturday night.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do it right after your bath.
Sterling. You mean your weekly bath?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
What's up?
Hey, hi.
Yo, Don, man, I got a couple of things for you. Number one, you got to get some sisters because they got them nice dark nipples and they show right through them white T-shirts, dog.
Well, listen, I'm feeling you, dog, but the contest is open to women of all shapes, sizes, and colors.
Let me ask you one more thing, Don.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to confirm that your brother's a black man, dog? You know what I'm saying?
The guy that calls all the time thinks your brother's black.
Yeah.
All the time.
He is, dog. He's black, man. That's Robert.
All right. I'll
try. Run down the list.
Good idea.
Right.
Yeah, what were the characteristics?
He got a bunch of babies. He got a bunch of baby mamas. He's living in the ghetto. He on welfare. Man, come on, dog. He get high.
And but he has a Jaguar.
He got a Jag in the hood, dog. I bet you he got a naked chick with a lay around her with her ass shaking up in his
You mean like a hula hoop girl?
But them hula hoop girls. I bet you he do, dog. Peace, y'all.
Hello, goodbye. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello. Nice. What's wrong with the phone?
Jay Sword.
Bring me up something?
Hmm.
No, but I think what you might want.
I'm going to eavesdrop on Tom.
Oh, good.
You just want to record it? Why don't you just use tape for it?
Something happened.
Uh-oh.
Something just happened.
Yeah, it
did. What happened? What happened?
See, we're inside. Tom's
hello.
Out. Tom's outside.
Right.
Tiger Wolf Dipton, please, with WJFK. Did you just hear me out there? Ho-ho!
Yeah, now he's aware that he's on.
Well, turn the speaker off.
Who's that? Too sharp. What happened?
Yeah.
Am I on now?
No.
Am I going out there? Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Tell him he's not on, Wendell.
Why? Something just happened. I don't care nothing.
You're listening to Tom Yavin, Uncut.
Unplugged.
Unplugged.
Who's that?
This is Tom Gavin, the acoustic sessions.
Yeah.
Gavin Raw.
He's outside the parking lot with about 100 of our listeners. And two girls.
Is this still on?
That's all he cares about.
That's right.
With the mic. On. Delay's probably. Can I say?
I'll dump him if he says it.
What was that? I don't want to hear that.
Let me hear that. Shut it up. Let me hear the delay.
I know he's listening to himself.
Someone should turn the radio off out there.
What's that?
And tell him we've moved on to another segment.
Talking to me?
Turn it off. Tell him, tell him we've moved on to another segment.
Jeff? Oh, that's not Jeff. That's Jeff Edges.
Turn the radio off out there.
Oh, look at it.
What?
The delay.
No, no, hold on. Step up.
See, now Lisa's
getting up.
Lisa's finally getting him up. Turn the radio up.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's under the wall? Alright, go ahead, sit down.
Why? What's going on?
Nothing. It was just a problem with one of the speakers. They're going to do a contest here, and then they're going to come back in a little bit. So just sit tight here, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Somebody give you a D?
Thank you.
A D?
I see Ken. Hi, Jeff.
He's now meeting the executives from the station.
Hi, Jeff. Who's that? Tammy?
Hi, Tom.
What do we got there?
That's a goofy giveaway. I'm going to see what kind of junk.
Yeah, let me see.
It's junk. You don't
want to use that. Tammy. Tammy, let me see.
No, but
Tammy,
I'll give you
Tammy. Concert. Concert tickets?
No.
Like what? Turn it up.
You know, he's savvy. He kind of knows what's going on.
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah.
He knows that Tammy's going out there with prizes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And Tammy's trying.
I'm not here.
Tammy's trying to throw him off. By
I'll
saying,
catch the next train out of Chicago.
Tammy's trying to throw him off by saying, no, you don't want these. These are junk,
right?
Turn it up.
He's obsessed with being on the radio.
I love
he is as obsessed as Murphy is with being on the radio.
I
want
to hear it.
You want to talk to somebody who hates Tom?
Sure.
It's not Dennis?
Yeah.
Hey, Yvette.
Hello.
Yvette, baby, are you there?
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, baby. What, you don't like Tom?
Everybody out there wants every to. Every time he gets on, he wants to do Charlie. He just gets on my nerves. Gets the retarded asshole.
Oh, no.
But honey, come on
now. He's gump-like.
Private. So what are you, charity guys now? Be nice to retard? You don't have to be nice to that guy.
Dude, Tom's been on the show for years. 10 years.
No, but he's running. He has to do Charlie all the time. It's only good when you do it, Mike.
But, you know, it's what... He likes it.
You don't
hate
anybody else.
Why do
you let him do it?
Because he likes it.
It makes him happy.
We let him do what makes him happy.
Oh, God.
He likes Charlie.
Suicide wouldn't make him happy.
Wow. God. A Tom hater.
Angry one.
You know, we've had Dennis haters before.
You know what I'm doing now, Mike?
What?
We've had Robert haters.
I'm listening to the show today. I'm listening to that. Every time he gets on, that's what I just turn the station, turn it off, or I listen to you.
Listen to yesterday's show.
All right, honey.
Sorry about that.
Sorry. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
It just doesn't ring. You know, we can't back it. You know, with Dennis, it's one thing. You know, when you hear the people criticize Dennis.
Or the Robert haters.
Or the Robert haters. But with Tom, you know, Tom's Tom, folks. Right.
Come on. Hello, Don, a Mike show.
Hi, I'd like to talk to you guys about Joe Ottinger.
This is the guy that always calls about Joe. Isn't this the guy that always says Joe should get a raise?
I don't think so anymore.
Hold on, I think Tom might be eating. This might be fun. Hold on, sir.
Hold on.
This might be fun to listen to. Tom eating.
Ah! I can't. Ouch!
What does he have?
What you got, Tom?
Thank you, Lisa.
Chocolate rabbit.
Where'd you get that?
Chocolate rabbit.
A white chocolate rabbit? You want me to take the wrapper all the way off for you? There you go. That's not a rabbit, that's a rat.
Uh-huh.
Tell him to eat the whole thing, Lisa.
Give it to me.
Oh, that's nice. Not too much sugar, though, okay?
Take it away from me, please.
Why? Why don't you want it?
I just want part of it.
You just want part of it? Do you want to hold on to it for later?
Yeah, hold on to it later, please.
Okay.
He's watching his weight. He's a star.
What?
He's not diabetic, is he?
I don't think so.
Well, you never know. So many things.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Sacramento checking in here.
Howdy.
I'm a Tom Gavin lover,
And we could do a lot less of Robert.
Hold on a second.
Well, it's Charlie.
That's for that lady.
That's exactly what Yvette hated.
That's what she hates.
I'll be out in a minute.
he's all pumped up because he had some of his chocolate rat.
Look out of the window. I don't know how, but somebody let Robert into the building. And Robert is dancing inside in front of our window. He wants to go out on the street with a sign that says, need teats,
right?
Free trip.
I'm just in here just pulling down.
Because Robert, he can do that, can he?
Sure. Robert, come on in. Come on in.
Okay, will you
come in? Oh, wait.
I'm going to turn off the top. Quite a three-ring circus we have going here.
Turn off the hidden microphone for a second and bring in Robert the mailman.
Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, Robert, what do you... You got a sign that says, need teats, free trip.
Yeah, I've been out on the highway trying to rally the troops.
Are you getting any beeps or anybody acknowledging your presence out
beeps,
there?
But they're all poles. You know, I'm losing face here, man.
That's a helmet club out there, too, Robert. Yeah. I mean,
it's pretty bad, man.
Right.
Like 100 guys out there and two girls.
Yeah, man, you can't walk around without getting poked in the side with somebody. You
know? Robert, thank you.
I'm going back out, fellas.
All right, Robert, the angry mailman.
Thank you for taking a pause for the cause.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's see. Don and Mike, hello.
Hot out.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, and enjoy it, because tomorrow is going to be like 50.
Yeah.
85 today and 50 tomorrow.
And then Friday, everybody will be sick.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Lacey was a bad little girl. I cut her head off and stabbed her in the stomach.
Not funny, jeez. Especially when we have caller ID. Okay, douche?
This hop is so gone crazy.
Yeah, you know, I forgot we're number one rated out in that part of the world.
Right.
Happened.
So just remember that if you're going to call and make any Lacey, what's her the last name?
Peterson.
Lacey Peterson jokes. We have the numbers on caller ID.
And did they find out? I know they said it could take days, could take months.
They don't know yet.
Not definitively.
They don't know yet. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, Don.
Hi.
Mike, how's it going?
Fine, thank you.
Buzz, how you doing?
All right.
Rob, how you doing?
Great.
Good. Hey.
Nice.
Where was that sick ass from that just called?
Well, we've got his caller ID, and we file that kind of stuff.
Anyway, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to back up Tom out there. Yvette, that caller, last caller, was a little tough on him. I enjoy Tom, and I wish Dennis would call today.
All right, very good. Oh,
that's
so noted.
That's all we need is Dennis calling.
I'm surprised. You know, we it seems like there's been an awful long time that's gone, and I shouldn't say this since we've heard from Dennis.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, you were talking a few days ago about your wife getting some plastic surgery and you wanted implants. Why don't you ever come down and everybody can evaluate her?
Oh, that's just what I want, is my wife in a t-shirt contest. Thank you.
You chalk that up as the best idea of the month.
Surprised you didn't think of that.
Idea guy number one. Hello,
Don. Don, you're slipping because you're not coming up with that idea.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
Hey, we're out in the parking lot, buddy. Where are all the women, man? Get them out here. Get Lisa out here, man. We want to see your belly wet.
See your belly what?
Yeah.
What?
Wet.
Belly wet.
Yeah. She's 7 months pregnant, ain't she?
Okay, good.
Acting crazy now, ain't you?
You're one of the guys outside?
Yeah. We're outside, man. We want you to start broadcasting out here, too.
Well, we're coming out there. We're just soliciting for more women to come to the parking lot.
What's Tom?
Hey, my buddy's right here. You want to talk to him?
Well, what's
Tom? What am I going to say to him? Come on out here. Let's get this thing rolling. Come on now. We're all out here. We're anxious, man.
What's Tom doing right now?
I see Tom coming out right now.
Is he eating a chocolate rat?
No, not yet. All right.
No!
It was good talking with you.
What a fine bunch of
people. Robert!
There seems to be some sort of disturbance in the parking lot. I'm breaking.
Hold on one second. Lisa, we'll get Lisa to come out for you.
Tammy's trying to keep everybody happy out there. Joe, you've been out there. What's going on?
I haven't been out there recently, but I have been taking calls, and we've got two more ladies on the way down.
Outstanding. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Debbie from Modesto.
Hi, Debbie.
And I just heard the idiot that called in and made the joke about Lacey Peterson.
Right.
And I appreciate that you and Mike cut him off.
Of course. Listen, there's nothing funny about that, honey.
There isn't. And it's a real touchy thing with everyone here.
Well, I mean, I really hope that for that family's sake that they get some kind of resolution to that.
And now that's the only story, incidentally, you're going to see on the news. Now that the war's over.
Right.
Now that's what they're focusing on now.
Yep, absolutely.
And in one way, it's nice
to get away from the war.
Yeah, nice.
But I wish they had any, you know, another story besides that story.
You know, I don't want to incriminate somebody before the facts, and you got to hear everything that comes.
No! That guy's guilty. That guy is guilty, Mike.
Come here.
Judge Roy Bean, calm down just a little bit there. I was going to say, if you were going to...
You cracked me up.
Hang him! It was just funny. I was, what I was going to say before you had that orgasm of activity there, if you're going to cast a movie with a guy who you wanted to play a bad guy, an evil guy...
He's guilty, though.
You look at that face.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
You know he's guilty. He's like, where's he been? How long has he been absent? He's been they haven't seen him for what, weeks?
Well, and he also, you know, he had that thing that he didn't tell anybody about, and the lady came forward and he hadn't told her that he was married.
Just
because
his alibi is fishing and the body washed up out of the ocean, I don't see a connection.
And the guy's face, though, is just so evil.
Yeah. Guilty! Don and Mike, hello.
Yes, I'm surprised your wife could even be able to come down since you threw her out of the window.
Yeah.
You remember.
Right, according to the Sports Junkies website. Right.
Robert is indicating, I think, through the window that we got one.
One more.
Another one.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Susan from Philadelphia. I'm listening to you on YST.
Right on, Susan.
I love you guys.
And we're going to be in Philly, what is it, a week or 2 weeks
May
from Friday,
2nd.
On May 2nd.
Right. Yeah, but I'm not going to be here.
Where are you going to be?
Honey, I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach.
No!
Yes! Oh,
you're gonna miss it because Chuck Barris, the mother chucker, is coming up to do the show with us from WYSP.
That's funny.
And that reminds me about something, that he was saying that Philadelphia is repressed sexually.
Yes.
He is so wrong.
Really?
I lived in Philadelphia all my life.
And you're not repressed at all?
Not in the least.
I agree.
Fantastic.
Baby.
Yeah, I agree too, Buzz.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Let's see. Okay, this might be a little obscure, but Irene Cara.
Oh yeah.
The singer?
I remember Irene Cara.
And listen, when in Myrtle Beach, make it Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede.
Don recommended that place to me. I went there, and the chicken is great, and you can eat it with your hands. As a matter of fact, you're not allowed.
They don't supply utensils. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, Vince?
Hey.
I just want to see what you guys are going to do up in Reno. Are you having a show up there or what?
We'll be in Reno on Saturday, May 17th, and it's a Saturday night thing. We're coming in just to meet the listeners of the show. We're doing a meet and greet.
But, Peppermill?
I don't know where it is. You'd have to call our radio station. But wherever it is, it'll be big enough for everyone to come out and say hi, and it'll be FREE.
I'll find out. Nice. Thanks, guys.
Nice.
I made that up, you know. I started that.
Yeah, right. You started that. We got a break. Obviously, there are girls that are coming out. Robert says there's another one out there right now.
Very good.
And Joe says there's at least two more girls who are on their way down.
Two girls on the way, which is really rapidly becoming the anthem of this show. Two girls on the way.
For Tom's wet T-shirt contest. We'll give that a break.
Hey, bring me up. Hey, Wendell, bring me up, buddy. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, Tom.
I'll take you guys to break.
All right, go ahead, Tom.
WJFK?
No, Tom. It's a national show.
National show. Don and Mike, take us to break.
No.
Hold on. Wrong. Here, Tom, take a call. Go ahead, Tom, take the call.
Hey, Tom, you big, dumb retard.
Hey, stop it.
Hey. Dennis Murphy rules.
What?
Dennis Murphy rules.
Mad monkey.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Roar!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What?
How you doing?
You're on the air with Tom Gavin.
Blow it up.
Tom, I just want to tell you that I absolutely love you.
That's
not. He's distracted.
Tom, pay attention.
Okay.
Tom.
What?
A caller is saying something nice to you.
What caller?
Tom, I just want to tell you that I absolutely love you.
Hey, buddy. Go to my website.
I've been there many a time.
Uh-huh. Hey, why don't you come down here and meet me, man?
You know, I think I might do that, but first I have to take a look at your website and then do something naughty to myself while I do.
Oh, dear.
You're not invited, buddy.
Tom, take us to break, Tom, here on the Tom Gavin Wet T-Shirt Show.
21?
Girls.
Ladies, girls.
Doesn't matter.
Hey.
Are we still up?
Pandemonium, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom.
Are we still up?
Hey, just take us to break, Tom.
Hey, national show, Don and Mike,
to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor, Miguel O'Reilly, weekday at 7 hours on 106.7 WJFK.
I had an interloop of the Beltway lined up from Eisenhower Avenue. Trying to go south on 95, still was the mobile home that's stuck on the ramp, blocking the left lane. Outer loop briefly to go south 95, which is heavy down into Woodbridge. Traffic brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer. The best way to fix a car problem, not to have one. With Nissan Premium Maintenance, your Nissan thoroughly checked every 3 months at 3,750 miles. See participating Nissan dealer for details. Beer Buckley, Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Who?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, I'm sorry. I was just getting a bit ready here.
Hold on.
Dry.
Dry.
Sex. It's not nice. Nice. Sex.
Don't, we'll fix it in the editing, Don.
Hey, buddy.
God damn it. I hate it when this happens.
Ha ha.
Well, let's pretend. Let's pretend now that you just didn't hear this part of
this
the show.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
And, of course, we played this as a lead-in to Craig Wilson. This
Listen,
is
my right. friend.
Elton John is a gay.
I am a supporter of the gay community. Right. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
And what does that mean?
Elton John
is a gay.
The
Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
And then, see, you tie it in with the guy that was on the Larry Sanders Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Jesus effing Christ. The Don and Mike Show.
And that happens to be appropriate right there.
Gotcha.
Perfect.
All right. Want to tell you right now that if you're interested in winning the trip to Miami today, and it's a trip to Miami, South Beach, Florida, to see the Ultimate Fighting Championships Sudden Impact, April 25, round trip air, two nights hotel, and a VIP meet and greet. Can't go. Watch it on TV, on cable, DirecTV, or Dish Network to order. We're giving this away. Girls, you have until 6 o'clock.
That is a wonderfully generous deadline.
Very good. So you got 40 minutes to get here. We'll be in here doing this break in the studio, in the net. We're going to go outside for the last break before the news and comments show with Buzz.
And before the show's over, Tom will pick his big winner.
Yeah. And that girl gets a free trip to Miami for the wet T-shirt contest.
Cool.
Tomorrow, let me see, we're going to have to get to this Confessions of the BJ Queen because she's coming on the show. Also, Rachel's tips for giving a great BJ.
Rachel is the lady who's the queen?
Yeah, her name is
Rachel.
Rachel Bussell.
I hear she's got a good head on her shoulders.
Also, tomorrow, I got to go to the toe doctor. So I'll have the recap for you on that.
Well, then we will have, I believe, two medical reports tomorrow.
And you're going to the ass doctor tomorrow?
No.
You go to the hearing doctor tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm falling apart.
And also on tomorrow's episode,
what will we lead with?
Star of tomorrow, today. We didn't get to that today.
Very good.
And we might not even get to this till tomorrow. We got so much stuff. We taped all the TV stations last night.
Right.
To find the lamest coverage of tax day.
Oh, good.
And the winner was Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Always. Channel 5. They were the worst. Well, hopefully we'll get to that on today's show because that's timely. We have a Craig Wilson column. Now, we're going to start the column, and then I'm going to tell you where I want to go with this. Okay? Out of today's USA Today, now keep in mind it's been a month since we've had a good column from Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
Who writes a column every Wednesday in USA Today. So, without further ado, the final word... Hi, Craig Wilson.
Feelings.
What you say doesn't count.
Nothing
the size of your phone. Damn
talking about Three Corner the other day, I realized I was the only person not talking on a cell phone. It was 9-1. Yes, I counted. I'm not sure whether I felt like the most independent man alive or the biggest loser of all time. Even after all these years, I still wonder who these people are talking to. Certainly not me. And what are they saying? Certainly nothing of note. With war in Iraq still making headlines, it's all too clear we're talking more and communicating less. But we're talking in style. And that's all that seems to matter. Some phones today are so small and so sleek and so sexy, I can't even believe they work. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're just accessories. I've never been one for accessories. I try to travel light. I confess to having a cell phone a couple of years ago, but more often than not, I still forget to take it when I leave the house. I also forget to turn it on. As my friend Lisa says, you seem to be missing the point here.
All right, now let me stop this column for 1 second. Tell you that he goes on to talk about cell phones. Big ones, little ones. The next page is his host, friend Heather, who pulled out a phone that was so tiny he thought it was her compact.
Compact.
She flipped it open and started talking into it. The small size is just beginning. And the last line is, as my grandmother asked my father when he proudly showed off his new car with automatic windows, can this be good? Listen, here's the problem, and this is why we're going to call Craig Wilson now and leave a message for him at his office. Hopefully speak to him.
Yeah.
This is not what we want from his column.
No.
This is not what America wants from his column.
No.
Here's what we want. We want you to talk about your partner Jack, your dog Murphy,
your mother,
shoe shopping with your mom,
going to France,
and incidentally, Craig, have you stuck to your promise not to buy anything in the year 2003.
Very good. Yeah.
Now, this guy, last year, when we finally went on the air with this, with these columns that we had been reading in the office, thinking we can't read these overtly gay columns on the air. Last year, every week, slayed us with stories about my partner Jack and my dog Murphy.
Shoes, moccasins.
A buttery moccasin.
Yeah. Buttery moccasins. I mean, we want more, and that's, we should use that as an example.
And now, the guy either cops out by writing about the war, or like today, size of cell phones.
Which is really just giving us nothing to work with.
Right? If you're like me, I'd like to hear more from his high school years.
Prom decorations. When he was the chairman of the decorating committee for his prom.
Yes. Right.
And to that gay boy in middle America.
Right. That's vintage Wilson.
Right, that's what we need.
Very good.
So let me call, and I'm going to do this part where it's off the air.
Thank you.
Hi, yeah, USA Today? Hi there, baby. Craig Wilson, please. Thank you. Have a great day. Transferring my call right now.
Excellent. All right, if we get his machine, we'll have to just wait till it beeps, and then we'll leave our message.
God, what if we get him? Not a chance.
No, he works out of a home.
I don't get to hear his voice.
Are we getting his mail?
It's ringing. Three rings now. So gay. Hey, Craig. Don and Mike from the Don and Mike Show calling to leave you a message.
Hi, Craig.
I know this has gotten back to you. We're big, gigantic fans of your column, and we love reading your column on our radio show.
Right.
And who are we to criticize? You can listen to our radio show and say you don't like it.
We just kind of want you to give us a little more.
Here's what we, as your target audience, want out of a Craig Wilson column on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. We want you to talk about Jack.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We want you to talk about Murphy.
We want you to talk about shoe shopping.
With your mom.
Right. And going to France.
And we love the column about the buttery moccasins. And we want you to answer the important questions. Craig Wilson, have you bought any new items in 2003? You made a vow to your readers that you would not make any new purchases in this year.
Oh, and how about another column about your high school days when you were a chairman of the decorating committee at the prom? That's the kind of stuff we're looking for. Not the columns about cell phones. Please, you know, we need the help.
And listen, there's enough about the war. last week's column where it was virtually all you did was write the names of men and women who had been killed in battle.
We want a lighter, happier Frank
Wilson. You
know
what you're doing there? You're pulling a Levy. Listen to me, Craig.
You're better than Bob Levy, Craig.
Mm-hmm. Craig, if you don't improve, our moods will be as dark as Cabernet.
Enough said.
Craig, without your column on Wednesday, my moccasins are not buttery.
That's right. And for all the people that decorated at their proms, they could use a little leg up, too. And, you know, we need to lighten up. So please give us what we're looking for.
Listen, you know, Tom...
How about a whole column about your dog, Murphy?
Craig, I'm sorry I called you Tom. Craig, yes, more Murphy, more Jack, your partner Jack, more about your mom.
More how you walk to work, I think.
And the great people you meet,
right.
Your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, today's column, I don't care about Lisa or Heather.
Right, Heather.
Don't care about them. Tom, you hear this? I'm doing this
that's
on
Frank,
live radio.
Frank, right. You called him Tom
Frank,
again.
Sorry. It's because we have another guy out there. Tom. Hey, Tom? Hey, Tom?
He's not paying attention.
Yes, Tom?
Say hi to Craig, Tom.
Hi, Craig.
There you go. There you go.
Tell Craig you love his column.
Hey, Don.
Tom, tell Craig you love his column. We're on the machine.
Hey, Craig?
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Say you love his column.
I love your condoms.
Tell him to write more about Jack.
What?
Say write more about Jack.
Write more about Jack.
Write more about Murphy.
Hey, Bobby.
You know, maybe
write
we shouldn't have brought him
Jack
into the equation.
Tell him to write more about his moccasins.
Hey, Wendell.
We've lost him.
Wendell.
There's not enough focus there.
You know, Robert, Craig, get out of the way!
How about a column about Tom?
You have 15 seconds of recording time left.
So to wrap it up, Craig,
we all we're asking for is our regular Wednesday fix. We're like junkies, and we've been getting junk from you. We're used to getting the grade A stuff.
So you know what we want. Please give it to us.
We've been used to having the green leafy
your
stuff.
Your message has exceeded the recording time allowed. You may replay this message, indicate that you have finished recording it, delete it, transfer out, or disconnect from expressions. To replay the message,
No, we're not going to do that.
Then push 3.
No.
If you have finished recording, push pound. To delete the message, to add more destinations, push 5. To mark the message urgent, push 3. For this message will be marked urgent.
Excellent.
You may now leave a message for another mailbox, access the expressions features, transfer out, or disconnect from expressions.
Don't try.
To leave a message for another mailbox, push 1.
He won't be there. He operates out of the Georgia Bureau. I already tried.
Oh, okay.
Push 1.
Sorry.
To transfer out of expression,
he said he did not.
0. To disconnect, push. To transfer to an extension, dial that extension number, and then push pound. To enter a name, push star. Please enter the name, last name followed by first name. If you have finished dialing, push pound.
There's no Z.
Please continue.
R. U. Killing me. Y. Ruby. Ruby.
No matching names were found. Please try again.
He's
perhaps
in the Atlanta
with fewer
Bureau
letters or a different spelling. To transfer to an extension, dial that extension.
His Atlanta Bureau is a bed next to a vanity filled with Vaseline. Where are you going now?
You dialed 94576627244. If this is correct, push pound. If you cannot be transferred to your selected destination at this time, to transfer to an extension,
tried Craig Wilson. I just wanted you to hear.
Right.
To enter a name, push star.
Oh, star.
Please enter the name, last name followed by first name.
W I L S O N C R A I.
To transfer to an extension, dial that extension number and then push pound. To enter a name, push star.
You just did.
Please enter the name, last name followed by first name. If you have finished dialing, push pound.
W-I-L-S-O-N-C.
You're fast at that.
R-A-I-T pound.
Four.
Craig Wilson.
At extension 3-4.
There it is. That's what you wanted, right?
To cancel, push star. To transfer to an extension, dial that extension number.
There you are.
Well, I think we got it. We got it delivered.
We left the message because, listen. Wednesdays on the show just haven't been the same.
We need shopping trips. We need vacation. We need Jack. We need Murphy.
Now we have some people who think we should finish it. It's fun.
Gentlemen.
Johnny.
Yeah. Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, John.
How are you?
What can we do for you?
We're okay.
You guys have got to, please, I implore you to read the column. There are so much double entendre things today. It is great.
I've read it. We read half of it. I think it sucks.
Really? Oh, well, there's cell phone envy. It's so big that when I put it in my shirt pocket,
he's got a point. Reading ahead, he does have a point.
The small size is only the beginning. It's going to be great.
Yeah, because he talks about size and status.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Listen, listen. Be strong, everybody. This is really not what we want from Craig Wilson.
Well, it's not the home runs that we get.
Yeah. Be strong. This is not good enough.
Hold out for more.
This is not good enough. I'm sorry. Let's be strong. Let's be solidified. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Rob from Tacoma.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
I think you should read, to spice up your Craig Wilson column, I think you should read it, but instead of saying cell phone, say D's. The small
every
D's,
time
the big D's.
You mean penis?
Spoke into the D. Yeah.
How about balls?
Balls?
Every time there's the word cell phone.
Schlong?
All right, no, we'll try it with balls.
All right.
Will you start from the beginning?
Standing on Three Corner the other day, I realized I was the only person not talking on balls. It was 9-1. I counted. I'm not sure whether I felt like the most independent man alive or the biggest loser of all time.
Even after all these years, I still wonder who these people are talking to. Certainly not me. And what are they saying? Certainly nothing of note. With war in Iraq still making headlines, it's all too clear. We're talking more and communicating less.
But we're talking in style, and that's all that seems to matter. Some balls today are so small and sleek and sexy, I can't believe they work. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're just accessories.
I've never been one for accessories. I try to travel light. I confess to having balls a couple of years ago, but more often than not, I still forget to take them when I leave the house. I also forget to turn them on. As my friend Lisa says, you seem to be missing the point here.
The only fight more curious than me on balls is that of people walking around wearing those ball operator headsets and wires leading to what I can only assume is a plug somewhere on their person. It took me a year to realize they weren't just wandering wackos wondering aloud.
Balls are an addiction, of course. That's why Americans love them so. My neighbor Christopher is on his all the time. As a matter of fact, I've never seen him not on his balls. He's a nice guy, though. Always waves. But I'm not sure what would happen if I actually had to talk to him. I mean, face to face. His balls are so small, it appears he's talking into his palm. Maybe he is.
It's only a matter of time before size and status, two of America's favorite obsessions, crept into this picture. Call it ball envy. Even I succumbed the other day.
You see, the balls I have are akin to the rotary phone your grandparents had on their hallway table. They're huge, they're heavy, they're black.
They're so big, when I put them in my shirt pocket, they topple out. And when I do carry them, people think they're bombs. I'm sure I'll see them at the Smithsonian soon. I don't find the electric typewriter.
My severe case of size envy came when my friend Heather pulled out some balls that were so tiny, I thought it was her compact, except it was too small to be a compact.
She flipped it open and started talking into them. I pretty much figured out it wasn't a compact, unless she's part of Tom Bridges' new anti-terrorism team. It was talking into her compact to report me for carrying around what looked like a bomb. But it isn't, and she didn't. She was just calling her boyfriend Steve in New Jersey.
The small size is only the beginning.
Last week, I read that balls will soon be coming with built-in FM radios, game devices, MTV images. Some will even have voices of movie stars instructing you to answer.
And my grandmother asked my father when he proudly showed off his new balls with automatic windows. Can this be good?
Yeah. You know, every now and then we get an idea from a caller that works.
Yeah. Got it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I was just thinking you guys had a new game going.
We can't take credit for that. That's a great one from a listener somewhere. If that listener calls back, I'll give him a prize.
Excellent.
Whenever Craig's columns suck, we'll just put the word balls in.
For whatever the subject is, balls will replace the subject matter.
Balls.
My balls always feel good to him.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We got a break. Hello.
Yeah, this is Don and Mike.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm calling Maryland. I don't appreciate that sometimes. You know, you guys got a great show, but being a homosexual, I don't appreciate
that. Yeah, all right.
Okay. Hold on, listen. First off, you're as gay as I am.
No, sir. I'm a full-fledged homosexual.
Yeah, right.
Listen, please. It's so funny when a neck calls up. This is like Ubi of Dale Jr. called a radio show.
No,
this is my dad was the Intimidator.
Hey, listen, I'm going to do this painting phony little country voice here and say that I'm gay, and that's my bit that I planned all day.
No, sir.
This is Rusty Wallace. You might recognize me from the Miller Lite car. I like it in the butt.
God needed a gay driver.
Now, understand something, please.
Understand this.
Your time has passed, my friend.
We will be right back with the finale of Tom's wet t-shirt contest.
Balls.
Outside of the trip to Miami.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Sultans of Spunk. Don and Mike.
I see some more girls with
Hey,
Mike.
We're going to get a winner out here today.
Man, and more.
Yay!
It's all you, Robert.
Hi there.
Yeah. This is our angry mailman.
All right, let her have a seat with the other girls. Now, how many new contestants total do we have?
Six.
We have four new ones, Tom.
Four new ones, guys.
We have four. Tom is confusing me right now.
Almost.
Would you stand up, please?
Look at this. Oh, good.
Wow.
Hi. What is your name? What is your name? Are they real?
Stacy, and they're really mine.
They're really yours. I understand that answer.
Yeah, okay, so that means?
That means fine.
Yeah. Guys, how about a round of applause?
Yeah!
A large round of applause from the Sausage Factory as they are all very, very happy right now.
Tom, are you ready to shoot?
Hell,
are you ready to shoot your juice?
Yes, I am ready to shoot my juice.
Is your soaker loaded?
It was loaded, and I had to shoot Robert with it.
Okay, get it, Tom. And
time to get
shoot
up.
Her. Now, don't shoot her in the face. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble today?
Nobody.
Guys, who does she look like? You know, we get asked this all the time.
Who do you think? Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
The Aussie lovely.
That's great.
Who was the other one, sir? Huh?
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore?
The bigger on top. You ready, Tom?
Yeah!
All right, we're ready. This is what they've all been waiting for.
Yeah!
Oh, yes.
Now.
Yes, Tom.
What t-shirt contest.
You know, Tom's not missing right now. Oh, yes. Yes, keep it up, Tom. Wait, Tom, a little steadier hand.
Although Tom, he wants a bottle,
all right.
Mike.
Get a bottle, Tom.
Bottle.
Wow. Yeah. All right, there we go. Good job, Tom.
Okay. All right, Tom.
Worth coming to the parking lot today, gentlemen? All right.
And you know, it's so cold, you had to jump up and down, right?
Yeah.
I think someone has a favorite.
They look nice.
What do you think of her bosoms, Tom?
They look nice.
They look nice. Yeah. All right.
Nice and big.
Nice.
Nice and juicy, baby. Nice.
All right,
nice.
Kylie Minogue, have a seat.
Let's not discount our other contestants.
Hi there.
Hello.
You're no slouch either. Wait, Tom. Sit down for a second, Tom.
What is your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, where are you from?
The NASA.
Now, Malinzi, are those real?
They're really mine.
Malinzi. Okay. You gave her a new name, Malinzi.
They're really hers.
Really? Fantastic.
They're really mine.
Well, they're absolutely wonderful. Thank Say you. Hi to Malinzi.
Hi, Malinzi.
Guys, who do you think she most resembles? Anybody in the crowd?
There's too much breathing going on out here right now.
Little Laura Dern.
I think I heard somebody.
Hey, Laura Dern.
What? I get a lot of the sister in different strokes.
Dana Plato.
There you go.
Little Dana, yeah. Yeah, little Dana Plato,
little
absolutely.
Dana Plato.
I don't get the late Dana, the deceased. We saw Dana Plato like getting her hair done on Venice Beach one time.
All right, Robbie.
Week before the death.
Who cares?
You, Tom.
Tom,
we're
yes.
ready.
Go ahead.
All right, we're not using the super soaker. He's simply pouring the bottled water out. Oh, yes. And there's nothing like watching that water expand, is there?
Wow.
Wow.
God damn.
God damn.
Oh, my.
God damn.
Did you say those are real?
They're really yours.
They're really yours. Oh, okay. Wow.
Nice!
Nice! All right, sir, I'm going to need to confiscate that camera.
That's
I'm going to need to confiscate that camera.
Look at that, guys.
What are you from?
What are you
where
doing?
Are you from,
like,
where are you
like
from,
cable
guy?
Channel?
You're from a cable channel?
What do you want?
You're missing me.
What is it? What is the Perb channel? What is it?
Fairfax County.
You're not with any Fairfax authorities, are you?
No, they're from Fairfax.
All right, very good.
No?
Roll tape on this. I got a prize for any guy standing over there. Put on your pants and moon him.
All right.
Anybody?
Oh, Tom's taking his shirt off. Wait, this guy's doing it right here. There you go.
There you go.
All right. Oh, wow.
Get a shot of that.
Fantastic.
Tom is...
No. He's taking his shirt off.
No, he's not being allowed to.
Who is our next? You know, Don, it's that kind of spontaneous publicity that's really going to put that show on the map.
Absolutely. Who is,
who's our next contestant?
We have another lady.
Hey, Bob,
all right, hi, up. Step up there. Hello.
Hi there, hi, and you are?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, where are you from?
Manassas.
Are those yours?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic, yours. Stephanie.
Mm. I was the girl last year.
Nice! She was the girl on the show who could nurse herself.
Is that how you get... Is that how you can get away with it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you slice
nice.
It. It's a fan.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good. Everybody's
nice.
Saying it now.
All right, Tom.
All right.
Well,
go ahead, Tom.
Wet her down, Tom.
Bob, am I?
Voila.
Bob?
All right. Okay.
Now. You know, those are.
There you go, Tom. All right.
Those are some mighty
shitty. He's taking care of righty. Now he's moving up lefty. You know, Tom? Tom, you're doing a very good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think that's enough, Tom.
All right, we all get
there
the
go.
Not big right. on moderation.
We all get
no,
the...
No, Lubbock, no!
And,
Lubbock, no.
This is a wet t-shirt contest. Robert,
Robert, calm down.
All right, one more contestant. Red. Come on up here, Red. Now, look at this little cutie.
You know, it's going to be a very difficult decision for Tom to make. What is your name?
Alyssa.
Where are you from, Alyssa?
From Arlington.
Now, you are tiny, diminutive,
uh-huh.
but those are, for your size, you have big boots.
Hi, guys.
Yeah,
all
right. Those are real.
Is this
yes,
like stable action?
Wow.
How
fantastic.
Tall are you?
Tom,
excellent, buddy.
Tom is talking to the camera over here. Tom. All right. Tom, we need you over here.
Yes, sir.
We need you.
Thank you.
Still want to find out where that videotape's going.
Take the tape in.
All right. Yeah, we'll be on the internet tonight. All right, ready? Go, Tom. All right, there we go. Oh. Man, it seems that t-shirt. It seems that t-shirt has been scotch guarded or something. Oh! Oh, watch out. Oh, watch out.
The unspeakable has happened.
We have no control over that. It was simply a spontaneous moment.
The unspeakable has happened.
All right, do we have any other takers? No, stop.
Stop it!
Camera boys,
it is
stop
time
it.
For Tom to pick a winner.
Tom, sit on your throne.
Tom,
you have to pick your queen.
Let's review all of the girls that you've met today and you sprayed with water on their boobs.
Yes.
First,
Don, do you think we should give each lady one just final word with Tom to say? Do we have time for that?
Your name and what would you like to say to Tom?
Hi, Megan. Tom, I love you. You know
there
that.
You go.
I want to go to Miami here.
Yes, she did.
And you are?
Renee,
what would you say to Tom?
Pick me and I'll take you to Miami with me.
Thank you, baby.
Do you believe that, Tom?
Yes.
Well, pick me and I'll take you to Miami. Do you mean?
Well, what do you want to say to him, Alyssa?
One sexy mama.
I'm sorry, it was the guy in the back that said, tell him you'll S his D.
Honey, a girl who can S her own M.
Right.
What would you like to say to Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Yes?
Mine are real.
All right, there you go. Very good.
Front row.
Go ahead.
What would you like to say to Tom?
I'm Lindsay, and I'll S your D.
Tom! Yeah. Tom, pay attention.
Yes.
Tom's looking off at the camera.
And finally...
Stacy.
Good.
And Tom, you said before you wanted to see tongue. I win. You see tongue.
There you go.
All right, Tom, now we want to know of these six women, all of them beautiful with big boobs, who wins the wet t-shirt contest?
Who's the winner, Tom?
Bang!
Right here. Stand up. Stand up. Oh. Oh! 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 Tongue kiss. A lesbian kiss with her buddy. Now, so I guess you guys are going to South Beach together?
Absolutely.
And your girlfriends?
Absolutely.
Very close girlfriend. You are, in fact, lesbian.
Nope.
Oh, you're bisexual.
Nope.
No, you just gave each other a tongue kiss.
How about one more kiss?
One more kiss.
Are you listening?
Oh, fantastic. So what do you think of Tom's decision? I agree.
Can everybody say to Tom, nice!
All right, very good.
But Tom, you got a microphone.
Yeah, mic, Tom.
Hey, I'd like to say this tape is going to be called Grossman. Do you like that, Carl?
Enough.
You stop it.
No more with Carl Grossman, all right?
No more with Carl Grossman.
Thank you.
Don, right, hey, Mike?
Yes.
I saw your website, and
yes.
I know who's playing with you all now.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Sherry?
Yes. Well, thank you, Tom. Tom loves the band.
Yes, I did.
Tom, did you love seeing all the T's?
Yes.
Very good. Anything you'd like to say?
Thank you, guys.
Give Tom a nice round of applause.
Hey, you guys can meet me around the front. I got T-shirts for sale.
All right.
Nice. Sorry. He's a peddler.
All right, and Robert, we'll see you on an upcoming episode.
I enjoyed this. I hope I ain't telling the truth while they were inside. We had a good time out there, didn't we?
You
wasn't
hot?
Do we like the girl?
No, hey. All right, stop it. A little controversy out here. All right, very good.
What did we just miss? He was French kissing both of them.
Hey, Robert's facing him. Come on.
No. Robert, calm down.
There you go.
Robert. My God, it's pandemonium when Robert's around.
Thanks for coming out.
Very lucky.
Let's go to Buzz with the news right now. I'm hearing his music.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike.
Buzz Burbank right here.
Hi.
All right, now roll the other tape there, Joe.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz right here.
He made it up.
Tammy? Tammy? What was that guy screaming about?
He wants his prize for Moon in the Crowd.
Wow, it's a nutty scene out here today,
sure
Buzz. Goddamn nutty. What is your lead story today on the news and comments, Buzz?
Today, Ed McMahon and the Fungus of Death.
Outstanding.
That's good stuff.
Stay tuned. Play the tape, Joe.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
Robert Fessional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You'll laugh until your nipples bleed. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see the girl that won the Tom Gavin wet t-shirt contest. And thanks to everybody for showing up.
Yeah, great crowd out there.
Parking lot was jammed today. And back in the heyday.
Yeah, fantastic.
She went trip for two to Miami South Beach for the UFC Sudden Impact April 25th round trip air hotel and a VIP meet and greet. You want it on TV, call your cable company, DirecTV, or Dish Network. The guy on the telephone who gave us the idea about using, he wanted us to use the word penis instead of cell phone. And the Craig Wilson, we use balls.
Right.
Worked out.
We're giving him the HBO prize pack, 30 years of boxing.
Very good.
That includes like a jacket and videotapes. 12 stories, 12 weeks on HBO. 30 years building legends one round at a time. And finally, it's time for Buzz and the News, brought to you by Viramax, sexual pleasure, performance enhancer, doctor developed.
Did someone call for a doctor?
Clinically tested. Viramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got all the reads in. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And hey, all you ball busters.
Look again.
Look what time we've gotten into the news.
Check
now.
Your watch.
Bingo.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you, get off of my cloud.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Ed McMahon has just settled out of court a $20 million lawsuit. He was suing an insurance company and the building contractors he says turned his home into a deadly wasteland. It all started with a broken pipe and flooded his den.
Buzz, excuse me for just a moment.
Ed's going to sing
that. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey there.
Ed McMahon.
Swinging down the street so fancy free.
Man, he's great.
Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there.
He could have been killed by mold.
And Buzz, I'm sorry, I got to do a twin spin here.
WCTC in a row.
Yeah.
This one.
And now, more Ed McMahon.
Each time I see a little girl of five or six or seven,
Ed,
resist the joyous urge to smile and say, thank heaven for little girls.
Ed.
Four little girls get bigger every day.
I'll drink to that.
Ed McMahon.
Wow.
Thank heaven for little girls.
This little girl has knocker.
They grow up in the most delightful way.
Nice bush.
Those little eyes.
Anyway, for me, I could just listen to the entire
the song. The
song
stylings.
Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
The song stylings of Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all.
That's as
no
deep into this
where,
set as we've ever
no
gone.
Who, without them, what would
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven.
Oh, come on now.
Little girl.
I need this little
song. If I just sit on it?
There you go.
Now, honey, meat is nothing to be afraid of.
Would you mind helping me?
Show me breath.
Yes. I'm all wet because I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Those little eyes, so helpless and appealing.
Epic man. The critics love Snatch.
Will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling.
Now, here's the question I have to ask you. Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
For little girls.
Blow me.
Thank heaven for them all. No matter where, no matter who.
I had no idea it was so big.
Little boys do.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
Where did that one come from?
Thank heaven.
I shagged her rotten, baby.
Yeah. I'm enjoying any of those blankets.
Congratulations, this is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
All right, that's a wild card.
That's just...
Up to that point, a beautiful montage.
Right.
I know.
Somehow Max Baer found his way to the end of that assemblage. It just went crazy. Well, Ed's trouble started with a broken pipe that flooded his den, but because he says the repair job was botched, fungus developed and began to spread from room to room.
I'll drink to that.
Through the air vents.
Did it get on his Christmas tree?
Probably did.
I know he has a year-round Christmas tree.
Keeps it decorated all year round, keeps it out in the open. Ed says the mold eventually spread to the jacuzzi in the master bedroom, where he says he and his wife spend most of their time.
Oh, Ed's jacuzzi.
But worst of all, the death mold, as he calls it.
The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson.
That's
there
Ed.
Is. There he is.
Ed McMahon, along with Doc Severinsen. I'll drink to that.
Thanks, Ed.
Anyway.
But worst of all, the death mold, as he calls it, apparently took the life of his little dog. He got at least a $230,000 settlement for that. The 79-year-old sidekick says he and his wife had to leave the house and rent another one.
Yes, Ed.
Well, even now that the Iraqi war...
Hey, hold on. We got one more good one. Where's the one that is out on the other wall?
The drop?
Ed F's up the tote.
Oh, okay.
The tote board when he's working the telephone with Jerry.
This is the one where Ed is drunk.
Ed.
At least that's our theory.
Drunk or old.
And Jerry says, what's the toast? It's like from 2 years ago, the telethon.
Ed, didn't he like several times on the same telethon? Wasn't he not able to read the numbers?
Two of them that are
Ed just goes, 8, 5, 7, 4.
Like the comma he can't figure out.
It's a classic tape.
Right now, Ed, you know what? I would like you to take a look at the tote board, sir.
Ed, he's going
to
screw it up twice.
All right, let's see it.
This is the best. Where he screws in the plate.
I like that number, 17,000. Oh, thank you. Brought us good luck, Tyler.
Yeah. Ed, yeah. Count the numbers again.
17,000.
17.
What did I say, 1,000?
Million, baby.
See, I'm just trying to get you angry with me so you'll give me more money. That's what it is.
Oh.
17 million. I'm sorry.
Wow.
And what a great cover there. Great ad lib.
Yeah. You know what it is? He's goofy on the fungus.
Doesn't he screw up? Do we have a tape of him screwing up another one?
Yeah, hold on. I got it here. We got a million tapes of Ed. But the next one is the final timpani where Ed does really sound drunk right at the end of the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Well, here we are. You always tell me you like to get $1 more than last year?
Yes.
Well, have I got good news for you? What's roll that? It.
I'll
be over here if you need me.
Ed?
Last year was 5,750,055.
What?
You got 5,871,225.
Huh?
How's that? That's more than a dollar. All right.
And?
I'll be over here if you need me.
Classic.
Yeah, 587145.
And you would think if you're doing, if that's like your main job, you'd maybe practice the numbers a little bit.
You know,
right.
That's 5732.
One more time.
Sure.
Well, here we are. You
great.
Always tell me you like
the
funniest to get $1
part of
more than last year.
Ed reading the numbers.
Well, have I got good news for you?
Yeah.
Roll it.
He's already started there while the music's playing.
Still going.
Last year was 5,750,055. So you got 5,871,225.
What?
How's that? That's more than a dollar. All right.
I'll be over here.
I'll be over here if you need me.
Ed, that's great. Well, even now that the Iraqi war is winding down with certain victory and a minimum of casualties, some Hollywood stars are still objecting. Quoting Barbara Streisand, now the question is what's next? On her website, Babs asks if the Bush administration plans to install a puppet government in Iraq. And I'll translate here. She wants to know if the U.S. will use this victory, quote, as a blank check to go after every other government we don't like.
Actor Tim Robbins, meanwhile, says the First Amendment is suffering at the hands of the war. He and wife Susan Sarandon were uninvited to an event at the Baseball Hall of Fame last week because of their anti-war views. They'd originally been invited because of their roles in the movie Bull Durham. Quoting Robbins, a chilly wind is blowing in this nation. Every day the airwaves are filled with hatred directed at any voice of dissent.
All I know is if you had a puppet government,
yeah,
the president would be like Danny O'Day. Right? Remember the ventriloquist dummy I used to have?
And the cabinet would be like Davy and Goliath, Kermit.
Lamb chop, right? Kermit the Frog?
Right, right. Sure.
Miss Piggy?
Here comes that chilly wind Robin spoke of now. A new survey by VH1 shows that 54% of Americans think that celebrities should keep their mouths shut about politics.
Oh, it's a chilly wind blowing.
There it is.
Hey, man, entertain us. Just entertain us or shut up. Hold on, we got a guy on the phone who met Ed.
Ah.
Jay in Philadelphia. Jay.
Hey, what's up, guys?
On WYSB. When you met Ed, was he hammered?
He was drinking Corona slowly through the hour that he was at America Bandstand. He was doing that America's Next Big Star.
Drinking Corona.
Yeah, drinking Corona, and I mentioned that I had been in the Marine Corps because he was in the Marine Corps,
right.
And he's like, oh, me too, and he started telling stories, and through the hour, my head hit the bar. He just wouldn't shut up about these stories. War
yeah,
stories.
It had to be kind of cool sitting there talking to Ed McMahon.
Well, it was for 10 minutes.
I'll drink
you
for
know,
that.
Now, I looked like Jim Carrey, Dumb and Dumber, at the girl talking to him at the bar. I was just like, Bill...
Isn't Ed originally from Philadelphia?
Yeah, he actually lived about 10 minutes away from where I am right now.
How many Coronis did he have during the hour?
I was trying to ignore him. I guess 4 or 5.
Four or 5.
Attaboy, Ed. There you go. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
See you later. Bye-bye. I'll play the follow-up calls on the news and comments.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like an actuality right there.
Yeah, it's like our eyewitness reporters.
The cat fight between Sharon Osbourne and Hollywood talent agent Renee Tabb just keeps getting nastier. Each woman has told police that the other assaulted her last week at an L.A. restaurant. Now they're taking the fight even more public. Yesterday, Sharon presented her black and blue chin to the cameras of TV's Celebrity Justice Show. Quoting Sharon, I want everybody to see the way I look because I've got nothing to hide.
Elsie, hit me, Elsie, so I can show a bruise.
Is there really a lower form of television entertainment than celebrity justice?
No, I don't think so.
You know, I mean, and I've seen them all. I've seen all the judges. I've seen Judy, Judge Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Texas Justice.
And you know, when he talks about Judge Judy, he simply refers to her as Judy.
Uh-huh.
And we know why.
Yeah.
You've always had a special thing for her.
Absolutely. Judy. Underneath that robe?
Judy Scheindlin.
Sharon goes on to say, I honestly thought my...
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
That's you gave that to her, didn't you?
Well, she gave it to me.
Oh, she did.
She gave it to me.
Oh.
But I've seen them all, Buzz.
Yes, I know you have.
And this is the worst. This
the lowest?
Celebrity justice is the worst. And here, the great Judy Scheindlin.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
M'lady.
There you go.
Sharon says, I honestly thought...
Classy broad.
I honestly...
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
I honestly thought my jaw was broken, my neck hurts, my teeth have to be redone. All comments from Sharon Osbourne. Now, the lawyer for Renee Tabb says... He'll be suing Sharon because he says Sharon and her sister Candace kicked and spat upon his client. He says they also threatened her with words, these words, I'm going to send someone to slash your face and break your leg.
Wow. That's
supposedly what Sharon and her sister said.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Take a memo.
Got it.
To Ken. What was that, Buzz?
Let's see. It was, the exact words were, I'm going to send someone to slash your face and break your leg.
Best, comma, D, period.
D.
Get that right out.
When you put the same kind of smiley face under it that Alan puts under his signature?
Yeah.
There you go. Actor Robert Conrad will likely face felony charges after his car crashed head-on into another 2 weeks ago.
Bomber Bob.
Bob, it's Bob Conrad. How about you, Bob?
The other.
How about you, Bob?
The other driver was seriously injured, and Conrad was arrested on DUI charges. We still don't know the results of his blood alcohol test, but the former star of Baba Black Sheep and Wild Wild West...
Bob Black Sheep, Bob Conrad, and Bob Dornan.
Apparently will be charged with a felony. Entertainment...
I dare you to knock it off. Knock it off, Bob.
Entertainment guides list Conrad's age as 68. The police list him as being 74.
What is this? The fiend do Baba Black Sheep?
Yep.
We are poor little lambs who have lost...
Do you know how many junk tapes we have?
Quite a few.
I mean, every once in a while, like the Ed McMahon screwing up the tote tapes.
Sure.
Those are good. And the Georgie girl. Right. And
But, you
and,
know, we have them. We just have them.
A lot of those are good because we play them like once every 5 years. Right. This one, I have no idea why we have the theme to Baba Black Sheep.
You know why we have it? Because it stars Bob Conrad.
Baba Black Sheep.
You bomber, Bob.
How about you, Bob? Bob Dornan, Bob Conrad, Bob.
Comedian Rodney Dangerfield is recovering nicely from his 12-hour brain surgery.
Now, I know that one. That's a classic.
The Wild Wild West.
Oh, I love this theme. This theme, I just one of my. This was my show. This was my Batman.
Nice! Nice! Dr. Lovelace! Nice!
Greatest dwarf in television history. You remember Dr. Lovelace's name? And I'm asking this. Knowing it's a weird one, but I don't remember it. What was Dr. Lovelace's first name?
I was not a huge fan of Wild.
Rob, do you remember Dr. Lovelace?
Linda.
Linda Lovelace.
Thank you, Rob.
Do you know the answer, really?
No, I really don't know. That's why I was asking more out of curiosity. But it was like a Spanish name of some kind.
Something
like,
we'll call.
Chewy.
Hector.
Comedian Rodney Dangerfield's recovering nicely from his 12-hour brain surgery. The no-respect guy went under the knife to improve his blood flow so he can be ready for an upcoming heart surgery. He's had almost no energy since his recent heart attack.
What? What is it? Is it something you can't share?
No.
Just thinking about praying for Rodney.
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Yes, that's it.
But now he's on the mend.
No, that's not. There's something more, Buzz. There's something darker and evil.
I'm sure.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Okay. Are you laughing at Rodney's brain surgery for real?
He just doubled over.
I mean,
that must be it.
That's how long I've been here, folks. I mean, that's not going to faze me at all.
12-hour brain surgery.
I think we both laughed at the phrase 12-hour brain surgery.
Yes.
Was that it for you?
Okay. He shakes his head. But now the good news is, Don, Rodney is on the mend watching Jerry Springer, which the nurses say is his favorite show.
Well, then how would you know if the operation's a success?
Exactly.
If that's the first show he wants to watch. Mike, here's the guy with the name of that guy.
Ah.
Hello, Eric.
What's up, fellas?
Sacramento KHTK.
Yes, sir.
What's the guy's name?
Miguelito.
Miguelito.
Miguelito Lovelace. Thanks, fellas.
Small Michael.
Yes, Miguelito.
And also, we had another stringer call in off the air. John Pop wanted to tell you that Bob Conrad played Liddy in the adaptation of Will.
That's right.
That's where they become close friends.
Mike, you need 12 hours worth of brain surgery.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
most I'd move.
Hour 11.
That's the funny part.
Hey, good.
11 and a half hours in. We're almost done.
Turn on Jerry Springer.
We'll take two of these pennants. Four of those beer mugs.
The 81-year-old Rodney is in stable condition at UCLA Medical Center.
Marine biology. Back to school.
Should be out of the ICU and into a regular recovery room any day now. The doctors say they're really pleased with his progress.
That's me.
Since the 12-hour brain surgery.
Kurt Vonnegut.
Harry?
I might buy this place. This dump.
Might as well do Ted Knight as well.
Yeah.
Do you? Fine, first one. You.
Now, Ted Knight would sound like this.
Well, no, I mean, if he was still alive and just had brain surgery.
There he is, scratching.
He was alive.
And here it comes again, time for the annual TV Turnoff Week. Your favorite,
you know,
Don.
I hate this, and I don't know how many years ago it was,
six years ago.
I actually invited some dummy from this group to come debate me.
You did.
On this show.
I remember.
On the merits of watching television as opposed to turning off TV for an entire week. And I think I won the debate.
Well, once again, you did, actually, with a great technique.
No, I don't think he won.
No, do you remember his strategy? All he did was counter with great television shows.
Mm-hmm.
You just gave lists of TV shows.
Yeah.
I thought you used your special patented debate technique.
I turned my TVs off all week.
For 12 hours?
Because the guy that came on was such a good debater. He won. He sold me.
Still?
He was the limpest, lamest guy in the whole wide world.
He was so easy to beat.
This is the sixth year people are being asked to avoid the May sweeps to see how life without the tube can improve their lives.
Trust me, it'll suck.
The thought is...
Rodney's doing with life without the tube.
Oh, he'd miss Jerry Springer. The thought is we'd exercise more, talk with other people more, and read more.
Yeah, like we need that.
Never mind coverage of the war in Iraq. Never mind the new episodes of 24, Friends, CSI, or Six Feet Under.
One of your debate techniques is you said you can exercise and watch TV.
Right, and incidentally, you know, it's going to get much colder here on the East Coast.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be down like 35 tomorrow night.
Ouch.
Great way to keep warm.
Uh-huh.
Burn some books.
Yeah.
Burn books while you're outside watching your battery-powered television.
That is why you, sir, are a great American. It's never been clear why the anti-TV people chose a ratings period for their annual boycott, but nearly 6.5 million people stayed away from their sets last year. The other 265 million TV owners did not.
Salute Rodney. Watch 12 hours of television.
That's right. You'd want it.
We got a break. Right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They like to kiss pussies. Don and Mike.
Told you a little about tomorrow's show. Somebody came and dropped something off today. But I guarantee we're going to get at least two breaks out of fun out of tomorrow.
Wow.
On April 17th, which is tomorrow, for $1,000 a ticket, you can get into an evening with Larry King and friends to hit a home run for Hart.
Hmm.
And you might think, upon first hearing about this or glancing at the website, for the Larry King Cardiac Foundation.
Right.
See the vision, share the dream. You might think, oh, this is actually very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Till you actually pay the $1,000 and get the booklet.
Oh, really?
That tells you the program, the sponsors, has the letter from Larry King and Sean Southwick King.
Yes.
The back ad, which is a picture of her with the kids and says, "Dear Larry, you inspire us so much every day, and we love you so much."
Yes.
Sean, Chance, and Cannon.
That's great.
That's good right there.
Just let me read you.
And this is not even...
That is just... Let's blow it all.
There's the... No, no, no.
Oh,
you got
God.
So much. You got the letter from Larry.
I was talking about smoke up Larry's.
The pompous letter from Larry to those who pay the money. A letter from George Bush.
Uh-huh.
A letter from Dick Cheney. A letter from Lionel Richie.
Does it rhyme?
A letter from Tommy Lasorda.
And is this all suck-up letters to Larry?
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah, that's what it's about.
I want a copy of that.
About how great Larry is.
How wonderful he is, right?
Right here. We're proud to sponsor the Larry King Cardiac Foundation. It's a big playing card, the King of Hearts with Larry.
This is so good. Where did we get this?
The guy who's going paid $1,000.
That's fantastic.
In case you're wondering what you get.
What does the evening entail?
Evening program.
Because, I mean, this is his big deal, right? Yeah. This is his biggie.
I'm going to save the big stuff for tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
Just tease this.
What do you get?
Evening program. Cocktail reception and silent auction. Welcome, Larry King.
Hi, everybody.
Larry King Foundation video. Sean Southwick King and Larry King.
Oh, my God.
Recognition of physicians and patients.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Southwick King and Larry King. Larry King Cardiac Foundation Heart Award presented to Franklin Raines. Sean Southwick King.
So they're emceeing the event.
Invocation.
Yeah. They have their name, their full names every time?
Every time I'm invocation. Larry King. Dinner. Larry King Foundation Spirit of Life Award presented to Tommy Lasorda. Sean Southwick King and Larry King. And you finally get special guest entertainment.
Here we go. Now, he usually pulls somebody big. He has in years past.
Lisa, don't write me notes saying save it. There's so much great stuff. Right. Special guest entertainment. Lionel Richie.
Oh, that's why he's getting the award. Or that's why he has the letter.
Right.
Heartfelt thanks.
So to speak.
Sean Southwick King and Larry King.
Shocker.
That's what it's all really about.
That's all I'll give you now.
It's Larry Palooza.
That's all I will give you.
Oh, my God.
Mike, as you can see, it's
jammed.
It's a booklet jammed. For those of you who love it when we bust on Larry.
Yes.
We got the goods on him right here.
Yeah.
And thank you. Lisa, who was it that brought this by? Do we know?
From Baltimore. I didn't even get his name.
Fantastic.
Anyway, thanks.
Yeah.
We're going to get at least two breaks out of this tomorrow.
Larry!
And let me just say...
Well, a color picture.
And of course, when you open it up...
Yeah, there it is.
What we're going to do is...
Oh, my God.
The ego is amazing.
After we hear tomorrow, after we read the letter... To everyone from Larry King.
Oh, good.
And
it's just funny seeing you with those little kids.
We look at the back, the back advertisement, which is
Dear Larry.
Yeah, from his wife with his kids. What we're going to do is go through and for this charity evening, count the number of times the name Larry King
or Sean Southwick King
is mentioned in the program
in total.
The program.
I think that's a wonderful exercise. Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun tomorrow.
And maybe it's me, but when his wife and kids write what an inspiration he is on a daily basis,
right.
Isn't that something you say to someone who has a terminal illness?
Yes, absolutely. And you also perhaps say it in private.
You don't take out
an ad.
On the final page, the last page
you
of a...
You can't spell the last page.
A last page of a 30... No, they get 42-page program.
I especially like the last part. Where it's a tribute to me.
Picture of them.
me.
Dear Larry, you inspire us every day.
Yeah.
And we love you so much. Sean, Chance, and Cannon.
Make sure we get our picture in.
There it is.
Man.
Tomorrow.
Pay dirt.
Tomorrow.
Very good.
I promise. Tomorrow. Right up front.
Larry.
Anyway, Buzzy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Lisa Marie Presley says she's still steamed at the Memphis Mafia for protecting her dad's drug abuse and talking about it publicly after his death. Quoting her, it's hypocritical. These guys were disgusting. I was born into watching these men cheating on their wives, doing drugs, dirty magazines everywhere. They were out of their minds on drugs. They have no room to talk.
Here is Lisa Marie.
Good.
From CNN, I believe, commenting on the exact same topic.
You are a great guy. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? A couple of people. All our show is the memories of Elvis.
Yeah.
And this is a tribute to the late King of Rock and Roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
Lisa Marie Presley.
I'll tell you one thing about her. I've seen her on all the shows. She looks like him.
In a good way.
I'd do her in a heartbeat.
Oh, she's hot.
I would really do her in a heartbeat. Yeah, she's got, you know, not that, I don't want to sound like a queer, but she's got...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. She's got the best qualities of Elvis in a girl. I mean, she's got the eyes. She's got that Billy Idol kind of mouth.
Sure.
But you consider that she really is...
She looks like some of today's finest porn stars.
She's got a lot of Scylla in her, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, Scylla Presley back in the day was
POA.
A great A POA.
Yeah. Well, jump now before she turns purple.
Is there a picture of... Lisa Marie in the Larry King Foundation handbook?
We'll have to wait until tomorrow, Mike.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'm sorry I got that on the brain.
Come on, no, wait till tomorrow.
You inspire us.
We love you.
We love you, Daddy.
Dear friends.
Larry. Well, be sure to turn off your cell phone if you go to a movie in New York. The city council there has just approved a new law banning the use of mobile phones in theaters, libraries, museums, and concert halls.
Oh, mine's going off.
See, this is a perfect example of what happens.
John's is so loud.
Please answer that.
Well, just give me a second.
God, that ring is driving me nuts.
Hello? Okay. Bye.
Who is that calling in the middle of the show?
Just a friend. I'm going to change the ring. If you're listening, friend, call back.
All right.
I've changed the ring.
Well, that's good.
I think you might like the new ring.
I hope so. Now we're talking. That's fantastic. That's a good ring. Well, theater owners asked for this new law. They got tired of hearing complaints from the audience.
Oh, my cell phone's ringing again.
Do you want to answer that?
Get
that?
No, I'm not going to. No, it says out of area.
All right. The mayor of New York objects to the law, saying there's really no way it can be enforced. Oh, my God.
Well, they won't stop it, will they?
The other cleated shoe has finally dropped. Michael Eisner's Disney is, as expected, selling the Anaheim Angels baseball team.
But they're keeping the Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks hockey team are more profitable in the long run. They're a cheaper operation. The baseball players cost too much money. And as soon as they got it real successful, they were asking for too much money. So I felt it necessary to liquidate the asset.
Is it true, the rumor that, I don't know if this is in your news story, the rumor I heard, one of the companies interested in buying the Anaheim Angels, MS Broadcasting?
Really?
Yep.
They didn't get it. Oh, really? Well, I mean, nothing's final yet, but that they don't appear to be the buyer. The Disney company has agreed to sell the Major League team to a Phoenix businessman for about $180 million. That businessman would then become the first Mexican-American to be a majority owner of a big league team. The Angels won their first World Series in their 42-year history last fall, but it's been...
How are you doing?
Big money loser for Disney.
See. Welcome
your Anaheim Angels.
Hello, George Steinbrenner. So I tell you what, those will be the finest manicured outfields in all of Major League Baseball.
Stop it. Disney had hoped to use the team to promote its theme parks and products. The company's still trying to unload the NHL's Mighty Ducks also in
Anaheim. They are trying to unload the Mighty Ducks.
Still, they'd like to, yes.
I'm not sure which baseball team it was that I saw that this company Mike and I used to work for might try to buy.
MS Broadcasting.
But when we worked at this other station, 105 WAVA, for a while, station was kicking ass. Great promotional budget. We would give away, like, Porsches, give away $100,000.
We were what they call in the industry a flamethrower.
And then all of a sudden, all of the money dried up because the CEO bought the Seattle Mariners.
And then after that, they brought this guy in as a new general manager.
Randy Bumgarner.
This guy's job, his only skill was lying to the company that we worked with and the guys at WAVA and the girls at WAVA as he was selling the company from under us.
Really, one day we had a meeting. We said something about promotional stuff, like for a T-shirt giveaway.
Right.
I swear to you, it was something nickel and dime. I mean, we're used to it now. To having no money.
Right.
But back then, we worked at a station that would really have like a $3 million promotional budget a year.
Wow.
And we couldn't get T-shirts. And we went in one day, and I swear to God, this guy looked at us and says, "We just signed A-Rod."
Yeah.
It was him. We.
Big news.
We.
Yeah. Right.
No, not we.
No, the owner of the company.
The Seattle the Mariners.
The owner of the company that wore a uniform.
Alex to a board meeting.
Wow.
He went to a board meeting wearing an actual baseball uniform.
Yeah, and then so it was like, cut the promotional budget, then sell the radio station. And this one guy went to all these stations, told us we weren't for sale, and then sold us.
Doesn't he still love when you mention that?
Jeff Simoleon?
He digs it.
He hates it. Pisses him off.
Finally,
worse than anything.
Finally, you can now swear all you want to in Chicago. For over 100 years, swearing's been illegal. It's probably been that long since the law was last enforced.
F yourself, douchebag.
Lately, the decency law has just been used to discourage public urination, but now the Delightful Act has a law of its own. It's also been a long time since the law against adultery has been enforced in Rolling Hills, California. So this week, the city council in that L.A. suburb took that law off the books. Extramarital affairs are now legal there. Quoting one city councilman...
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Quoting one city councilman, good for us. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
No.
We got to go.
No.
We'll get right to it tomorrow.
Larry.
Lots of Larry tomorrow.
Tribute to me.
And it'll be great because tomorrow is the day that they're having the big event.
I will look forward to it as I'm having my breakfast.
And you know we'll be able to do some Larry and Marty.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Looking forward to the big event.
The Zynga Brothers.
But the best thing, remember, counting the number of times Larry's mentioned.
Amen. That's it. Got to go. Thank you, everybody, for coming by today.
Yeah.
Thank you, UFC, for the trip to Miami. And thank you, Tom. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, you're an inspiration to me every day. DM Eater J.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.